Welcome back to United Center here in the Windy City of Chicago, Illinois. Cubs fever outside the building, Blackhawks fever inside as we get set for a game between the Calgary Flames and the Chicago Blackhawks. Derek Wills alongside Peter Laubardius. Game one of a two-game road trip for the Flames, who will try to snap a two-game losing streak tonight as they face a Blackhawks team that's off to a so-so start this season at 3-3-0. The Flames, meanwhile, 1-4-1, looking for their second win and their first away from Scotiabank Saddledome on the season. Almost set for tonight's opening faceoff, which will be brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership 10 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. Let's now introduce you to tonight's starting lineups for both teams. We'll begin with the starters for Glenn Gullitson's Flames. At forward, Michael Backlund between Lance Boma and Michael Frolik. On defense, TJ Brody and Derek Englund. And in goal, it is Brian Elliott. Starting for Joel Quenneville's Blackhawks up front, Jonathan Toews between Tyler Mott and Richard Panik. On the back end, Duncan Keith and Brian Campbell. In net, it is Corey Crawford. Opening faceoff between Backlund and Toews. Toews wins it, and we are underway with the first period of play here at United Center. And in the opening period, the Blackhawks, with their home red jerseys on, are moving from right to left on your radios. The Flames, their road whites, they're moving from left to right. Weak backhand shot in on Corey Crawford, who grabs it and holds it. We've talked a lot about the Flames goaltenders, especially Brian Elliott, who gets the start for the visitors tonight. But when you take a look at the two goaltenders who play for the home team, one's been good, one not so much, Lou.
Yes, Corey Crawford, one of Canada's goalies at the World Cup, just 1-3, and his save percentage is just .886.
Scott Darling off to a much better start. Has two wins. And the Blackhawks into Flames territory. Mott will take it in behind the net, walk into the far corner, try a shot from the far circle, but it ends up going off of Sean Monahan, up over the glass and out of play. The on-ice officials for tonight's game, the referees are Wes McCauley and Mark Joannette, the linesman Pierre Rassico and Keel Murchison. A little more on tonight's starting goaltender for the Flames, Brian Elliott, who has given up 14 goals on 87 shots in his first three games with the team, going 0-3-0 with a 4.72 goals against average and a .839 save percentage. With that said, likes to play in this building, was in net for all four of the Blues' victory over the Blackhawks in the opening round of last season's Stanley Cup playoffs. Get you more on the Blackhawks starter in a moment. Puck brought out to center by the reigning Rookie of the Year, Artemi Panarin, who knocks it up to the near side. Going after the puck there was Gustav Forsling. He got knocked down hard, and now the Blackhawks get called for a hand pass inside of Flames territory. Quickly, a little more on Corey Crawford, the two-time Stanley Cup champion and two-time winner of the William M. Jennings Trophy for having the lowest goals against average in the National Hockey League. Has recorded 30 or more wins in five straight non-lockout seasons, but this year, he is 1-3-0 with a 3.35 goals against average and a .886 save percentage. Puck is shot out to center ice for Stieg, trying to chip it into the Blackhawks zone. Instead, chips it into their bench and out of play a minute into the first period.
And it's been an interesting minute in terms of line matchups, and make no bones about it, Joel Quenneville is one of the masters in terms of matchups, especially at home. We've already seen the Backlund line twice. They started against the Toews line and then came out, not on the next shift, but there was a longer shift for the first line before Kane and Isimov and Panarin came out, and the Flames went right back for the first part of that shift with the Backlund group. Now it's the Bennett line against them.
Puck picked up by the former Blackhawk Brower, who can't get it out. Kane, the reigning Hart Trophy winner, holds it in, dropping it off to the Calder Trophy winner, Panarin, but the puck bounces by him and out to center. Here's another former Blackhawk, Christopher Stieg. Off the left wing side to Troy Brower, comes in and tries a shot, and it deflects just wide. Now Dennis Wideman, who had a pair of points, a couple of assists, and his return to the lineup last Saturday night was a healthy scratch for three games, but was back out there for the Flames in their 6-4 loss versus the Blues, and I thought he was pretty effective, Lou.
Two assists, more than 20 minutes, made a bit of a difference on the power play. He had a good night.
Other model fire the puck into the flame zone. Brian Elliott out of his net, moves it far side, and Mark Giordano chips it ahead to Johnny Gaudreau. He crosses center, and now the Blackhawks blue line plays it rink wide. Weidman winds and fires it, a diving block by Nicholas Jarmelson. Here come the Blackhawks the other way. Mott racing out to the red line, and now across the Flames blue line. He shoots, and that shot is off Giordano's stick over the glass and into the netting.
Two really good plays by the captain. Two important blocks. Dennis Weidman joined the rush, and I think one of the most underappreciated players in this league on defense, Nicholas Jalmerson. You want to talk about steady and effective, the Swedish Olympian, World Cup member. I mean, why wouldn't he be on all those teams with a wonderful shot block to take away a potential Flames opportunity?
Three-time Stanley Cup champion. You think about all the great defensemen the Blackhawks have had in their long and storied history. He's played more postseason games than any of them. Here's Michael Ferland out to center ice. He crosses the red line and backhands it in. Freddie Hamilton and Matt Stajan race into the forecheck. Freddie Hamilton playing in his second straight game after missing the first four is a healthy scratch. Blackhawks will clear it out though. Marian Hossa up the right wing boards. Over to Michael Roosevelt. Roosevelt leaves it in the far corner where it's scooped up by Nick Schmaltz. Schmaltz gives it away though. Puck bounces up the near boards and is picked up by Derek Engelin. He crosses the red line and dumps it in. Both teams changing as we pass the three-minute mark of the opening period here at United Center. Lance Bowman's going to steal the puck beyond the Blackhawks' net and feed it in front. Michael Backlund, trying to spin and shoot, has his shot knocked over the net and out of over the glass by Marcus Kruger.
Well, Lance Bowman's had some very effective nights of the first six, and he's at his best when he moves his feet. He's physical, gets in on the forecheck, and that's what he did against rookie defenseman Gustav Forsling, a former fifth-round pick of the Vancouver Canucks, who they really like here in Chicago, and he forced the turnover and set up a scoring opportunity.
Now, playing for a Flames team that has surrendered a lot of goals so far this season, Lance Boma has been an even or a plus player in all six games this season, going plus two.
You know he's done his job when you back it up with those kind of numbers. More on Forsling. Had an opportunity to watch him at the World Junior Championships. He was a two-time member and was fabulous, especially in 2015 in Montreal and Toronto. He was a tournament all-star on defense in that event, but it didn't work out for the Canucks. They traded him for Adam Clendenning, and I have a feeling that Vancouver might at some point want to have that deal back.
Hockey swept in beyond the Flames' net. Elliott moves it into the far corner. The captain, Giordano, plays it ahead to Weidman, and he'll fire it in behind the Blackhawks' net, but he was about half a foot short of the red line, and the Flames are called for icing.
And the Flames, in case we haven't gotten to it, Giordano, Weidman, and then followed up with Brody and Englund. The third pairing tonight really is the group with Dougie Hamilton on the right side of that particular pairing. So we'll see how it goes.
Playing with Jyrki Jokipaka. Here's Jarmelson trying a shot, can't get it through. He gets it back at the left point and bats it up the boards where it's scooped up and now carried across the blue line by Mott, but he gets hauled down, or maybe he was the hauler as he takes Gaudreau to the ice with a penalty call coming. Here comes Giordano into the Blackhawk zone. Elliott's gone to the bench. They've got an extra attacker on the ice. Here's Weidman right point. Near half boards to Gaudreau. Back to the blue line to Weidman. Weidman at the left point now, bank it off the boards, and now got a return feed. He gloves the puck down and holds it in, gives it to Monahan. Monahan trying to drop to Giordano, but the Blackhawks intercept the pass, and as they touch the puck, the whistle sounds, and the Flames, who have the worst power play in the National Hockey League, about to have an opportunity to grab a 1-0 lead in this game against the Blackhawks penalty kill, which is also ranked last in the league.
Johnny Gaudreau made a really good play. He read what Tyler Mott was trying to do at the blue line. Mott turned it over, saw the potential for Gaudreau having a breakaway, upended him, and now we have the game's first power play, 4:12 into the first period.
And it's brought to you by Homes by Ivy, the official builder of the Flames. And on the power play this season, the Flames 1-for-25. That is 4%. That is 30th in the National Hockey League. And since scoring in game number one, they've gone 0 for their last 22 with a man advantage. On the penalty kill, the Blackhawks just 9-for-21, 42.9%. That's 30th in the league. As a matter of fact, 25.9% worse than any other team, which is hard to believe. As a matter of fact, I had to do a double take when I saw that stat today. Flames' first power play grouping. Backlund out there between Ferland and Bennett up front. with Brody and Hamilton on the back end. Here's Brody, ahead to Ferland, who plays the right wing side to Dougie Hamilton, and he'll knock it in behind the Blackhawks net. Artem Anisimov trying to clear Kant. Ferland feeds it in front. Hamilton shoots. Crawford the save. Loose puck. They score! Dougie Hamilton took the shot. Sam Bennett and Michael Ferland were firing for the rebound. One of them knocked it by Corey Crawford. And the Flames score a power play goal and take a 1-0 lead.
Well, you talk about a simple approach. That's what the Flames did. They got through the neutral zone. They chipped it when they faced three defenders at the line. The puck went deep. They won a battle against the end boards. The puck came free to Dougie Hamilton. Crawford didn't handle the original shot very well, and not sure if it's actually going to be Ferland or Bennett. They were both there, and I just had a look at the rebound. I'll take another peek on our monitor.
It actually might be Hamilton.
You're right. I'm not sure either one of those two guys touched it. They certainly took enough wax at it, and the Flames have their first power play goal since Dennis Wideman scored against Edmonton on opening night.
I couldn't tell in real time who touched the puck last. I've watched two slow motion replays and still can't tell. We'll see what they announce here at United Center, but a great start for the Flames, who score a power play goal to grab a 1-0 lead. Now they're buzzing again. Giordano's going to whip it in behind the Blackhawks net. It slides up the far side to Matt Stajan. He moves it down low. His pass ends up bouncing by Lance Boma. Freddie Hamilton after it near side. Instead, it's Artemi Panarin who picks it up and slides it right wing side to Michael Roosevelt, and he'll clear it out to center. From there, Stajan slides it back in as both teams start to make changes. And here's the game's opening goal.
Sam Bennett. This is for number 27, Dougie Hamilton. For number 79, Michael Ferland at 4:51.
So they give the goal to Bennett. Wouldn't be shocked if they changed it, but maybe, maybe not. Puck dumped it behind the Blackhawks net again. The Flames absolutely flying in this opening period. Here's Alex Chiasson now. Back to the right point. Derek Englund, a drive kicked away by Corey Crawford. And now Chiasson, near corner to Gaudreau. He coughs it up. And now Schmaltz picks it up and skates it out to center. Crosses the red line and now the blue line and dumps it into the near corner. TJ Brody coughing it up. Marian Hossa trying to center it out in front, but his pass intended for Ryan Hartman gets broken up. Here come the Flames the other way, led by Gaudreau, who does some dangling to get into the Blackhawks zone. Flames in the middle of making a change. Gaudreau does a really good job ragging the puck and then getting in deep before eventually heading to his bench. Now Backlund's going to pick it up, but he can't hold it into the Blackhawks line. He'll bring it right back in, though. Backlund with a wrist shot, a high one, gloved by Crawford. And he's going to hold on, and we are going to take a timeout with 13 minutes and 28 seconds to go in period number one here at United Center in Chicago, where the Flames have finally scored a power play goal. Sam Bennett gets credit, and they lead the Blackhawks 1-0. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It takes a community to raise a great family. It takes a great builder to raise a community. Shane Homes is committed to building the finest crafted homes throughout Calgary and Airdrie and giving back to the communities in which we live, build, work, and raise our families. Charitable endeavors are a cornerstone of their business, and Shane Homes believes in giving back by supporting organizations that are helping change people's lives for the better. Good people come from strong communities, shaped by great builders. Visit ShaneHomes.com.
Yeah, baby! Hi, I'm Peter Marr. When it's beautiful outside, beautiful things happen. My yard is one of the most important rooms in my home, and thanks to my friends at GreenDrop, it's always looking good. GreenDrop's greenkeepers make my lawn thick, healthy, and weed-free. There's nothing better than spending some time in my yard with family and friends. If you want a lawn without weeds and green grass guaranteed, call GreenDrop at 273-9000 or visit greendrop.com.
Hey, the 80s called. They want their fireplace back.
Upgrade today with a heat and glow insert from Mr. Fireplace. It's everything you loved about your old fireplace without everything you hated. Smoke? Gone. Soot and constant maintenance? Gone. Stop by Mr. Fireplace for the line of heat and glow fireplace inserts. And for a limited time, Mr. Fireplace will throw in a free vent, a $335 value, and give you a $100 instant rebate. Mr. Fireplace, locally owned and operated, doing it right for 49 years.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Flames score, and so does Kiyoshi Hoshino of Airdrie, who is automatically entered in Safeway and Sobeys score and win contest. Kiyoshi, thanks to that goal by Sam Bennett, scored on the power play at 4:51, has won a get-together Bluetooth audio speaker courtesy of House of Marley and of our friends at Safeway, Sobeys, and compliments Brie and Camembert. Flames 1, Blackhawks nothing, with now 13:15 to play in the opening period at United Center in Chicago. As Blackhawks try to cross the Flames' blue line, but do so offside.
Fans, $1 million score and win is back. You likely know that. Safeway and Sobeys featured participating products this evening. Our compliments, Brie and Camembert. Where's Earl? Tasty stuff.
Outside the Flames' blue line, Sam Bennett, who got credit for the game's opening goal, loses that draw versus Marcus Kruger. Blackhawks will chase it back into their zone. Duncan Keith rifles the puck off the right wing boards, and from there it's golfed in by Jordan Tutu. Engel will pick it up in behind the net, but he can't clear it out. Kruger keeps it in near side. Kruger and Engel in fighting for it. It's stuck in Kruger's skates. He gets taken down by the former Blackhawk Brower. Engelin still battling for it with Kruger along the near boards. Finally, they dig it free. 2-2. Taps it left point to Keith, who gives it back to 2-2. He tries a shot, but it's blocked by Versteeg. Now the puck's picked up by Bennett, who sends it out to Senator Brody, who joins the rush. Brody, left wing side to Brower, who attempts a shot, but it's blocked by Brian Campbell. And it ends up deflecting over the glass and out of play. With now 12:34 to play in the first period, the Flames are up 5-0 on the shot clock and 1-0 on the scoreboard.
That's where I was going next. Their gaps have been really good. They've defended well in their own zone a couple of times, and the Hawks look like they might start to apply some pressure. It's been a wonderful beginning for the road team.
Face off to Crawford's right. Taves wins the draw versus Monahan. And now here comes Panic. And up the left wing side, Richard Panic off to a fantastic start this season, and he scored in back-to-back games. Puck loose in the near quarter, Monahan trying to clear it out, can't. Weidman can't get it out either. Now it ends up hopping back to Monahan, who moves it to Gaudreau, and he gives it back to Monahan. He crosses center, and now the Blackhawks line, but Chiasson trying to straddle that blue line ends up going offside.
And no, he actually took a penalty.
Ah.
Interference is going to be the call against Alex Chiasson, and not what the Flames wanted in light of the fact that they have completely controlled this first period.
How about Richard Panic and his start to the season? He actually started last season in the American Hockey League playing for the Toronto Marlies. The Maple Leafs then dealt him to the Blackhawks in exchange for Jeremy Morin on January 3rd. Spent the rest of the year in the NHL, scored 6 goals and produced 8 points in 30 games. This year, 6 goals and 8 points in 6 games,
including a big goal in the last minute and a half here Saturday that sent the game to overtime and eventually a shootout in the 5-4 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. He's yet to face a shot. Well, I have a funny feeling he's about to as the Blackhawks head to their first power play, but the Flames staging does win the draw. And the Flames will shoot it down the ice. On the power play this season, the Blackhawks have been pretty good. 5 for 24, 20.8%. That is ninth in the National Hockey League. The Flames penalty kill, 23 for 31, 74.2%, 23rd in the NHL. Let's see if they can hold on to their 1-0 lead by killing off this Blackhawks power play.
Blackhawks are not sharp to start this game. Their passes are off. Not the typical energy to begin with in the game. We'll see if the Flames can get through this important penalty kill and get back to where they've been the first 8 minutes and 6 seconds, which is in a very good place.
Certainly not as sharp as the cheddar popcorn you'd get at Garrett's Lou.
It's tasty.
Here's Panarin dropping it back to Keith, who crosses the red line and moves to the right wing side. Kane will kick it ahead to Seabrook. Seabrook right point. Feeds it far side to Kane. Kane in behind the net. And now it's fed out in front. That pass from Anisimov goes by everybody wearing red. And the puck ends up back in the Blackhawks zone.
Panarin was there too. He just missed him.
Here's Keith in behind the Blackhawks net. Now 1:12 remaining in the Chiasson penalty. And the Flames leading 1-0. Taves dangling it up the left wing boards. He'll flip it in behind the net. And up the far side to Panic. Panic in behind the net to Taves again. He gets hit by Weidman, who knocks the puck loose for Brody. And Brody will bounce it by Campbell left point and down the ice again.
There's TJ Brody making an excellent play.
Here comes Campbell. Great offseason acquisition for the Blackhawks. Brings it in up the left wing side. Kicks the puck to a stick in the near quarter. Knocks it behind the net to Taves. Taves fans on his first pass and then has the second one picked off as Brower moves it ahead to Stajan. Stajan dangling in with a shot. A good one stopped by Crawford.
Way to move Stajan made to throw it through his legs and cross up the youngster Forsling.
Now panic knocked down by Boma along the near boards. 25 seconds remaining in the Flames' penalty to chase on. 10:34 to play in the first period. The Flames have a 1-0 lead. Here's Osa centering. Puck bounces out in front. Campbell back. And now a shot from Forsling's blocked in the slot. Forsling gets it back left point. Plays it across the line to Campbell. Gets it back again. And now knocks it near half boards to Hossa. Hossa to Taves in the high slot. He leaves it left point for Campbell. Campbell back to Hossa with a blast. Blocked in front by Engelin. And he's having a tough time getting up. Puck picked up along the far side, Forsling, into the quarter, to Taves, he walks in front, gets a shot off, and a good save by Elliott, takes a piece of the puck off his right shoulder pad, and from there it goes out of play, and panic now having some words with Giordano, and that's going to draw a crowd.
I'm not sure how it's not interference on Panic right there. He's standing him up, trying to throw a pick, which is fine, you get away with those. But he knocks and bowls Giordano right over. And a matter of fact, he got away with another one 20 seconds earlier in front of the net on the same player.
Elliott has gone to the Flames bench. Might be a problem with his mask as he has taken that off. Flames doing a good job on the penalty kill, which is powered by GSL GM City, your Cadillac Advantage dealership and home of Calgary's largest selection of new and pre-owned Cadillacs. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com.
Give Derek Engelin a lot of credit. That was a tough shot block. He took it right on the inside of the back of the leg.
Almost halfway through the first period, the Flames winning the special teams battle. One for one on the power play, one for one on the penalty kill, and the game as well. They lead the Blackhawks 1-0. Puck in the Flames zone. Panarin spins away from Joakim Paakka and then ends up having it whacked away by Dougie Hamilton. As Backlund will feed it far side to Ferland, and he blindly throws it out to center. Taking over there is Forsling. Gets to the Flames' blue line, gets stood up by Hamilton, but dumps it in. And now Kane will corral it in the far quarter. And he gets hit and held up along the end boards by Backlund. Backlund with a great job to pick Kane's pocket now. And now he'll take a pass from Ferland and feed it right wing side to Hamilton. Pass goes beyond the defenseman, but Hamilton backtracks and now lifts it up in the air ahead to Backlund. He'll bat it in beyond the Blackhawks' net. Crawford almost gave it away to Backlund. And now it's scooped up and cleared out by Anisimov. Here's Panarin at center. What a rookie season he had. His 30 goals were 6 more. His 47 assists were 13 more. His 77 points were 21 more than any other rookie in the National Hockey League last season. And they got him for nothing, Lou. That's the best part.
That's not a bad free agent pickup.
Here comes Brody up the left wing side. He'll chip it off the boards. And ahead to Chiasson, who dumps it in beyond the Blackhawks' net. The goaltender Crawford out to get it. Plays it far side. Hossa with a dangerous pass as it bounced by a couple of Flames out in front of the Blackhawks' net. Now Jermelson with a chance to clear. Can't. Monahan holding it in, but they're going to call a hand pass on the play, I believe. We do have a stoppage in play.
It
and
is.
We're going to take a timeout with 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first period here at United Center in Chicago. The Flames off to a great start in this game. They're up 6-1 on the shot clock and 1-0 on the scoreboard thanks to sophomore star Sam Bennett. Back with more of the opening period in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Maxime's, the only jewelry store providing Calgary with the ultimate free lifetime service for over 35 years and counting. You don't have to settle for a second place lookalike. Get her the authentic Decori, Simon G, or custom designed ring she really wants. And with Maxime's one-of-a-kind lifetime free service, you can just forget about it, because we never will. Maxime's, invest in the moments. At Market Mall and Chinook Center, or at maxime's.ca.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan, live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
8:44 to play in the first period here in Chicago, where the Flames lead the Blackhawks 1-0. And now, with a look at the rebuild homes out of town scoreboard, it's a quiet night, but here's Peter Labardius.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are.
One other game going on in the National Hockey League. It's Montreal and Philadelphia, and it's late in the second period. Shea Weber has scored for Montreal. Jakub Voracek has scored for the Flyers. And in the NFL Monday Nighter, it is the Houston Texans leading the Denver Broncos by a count of 3-0.
Did you watch that Sunday Night Football game?
I watched a little bit of it.
Do you think the Cardinals and Seahawks have new kickers yet?
Listen, the team I cheer for, I'm not going to comment on kickers.
My team's had a couple of good weeks, and they won't lose next week because they've got a bye.
Those are my favorite weeks.
Yeah. Faceoff coming up outside the Blackhawks blue line. Monahan versus Taves. What a matchup we've seen so far tonight. Taves has been the better of the two in the faceoff circle, though. Wins another one. Lock the puck out to center. Paddock picks it up there and dumps it in. Giordano hustling back to get it hit by Paddock along the end boards. That was a big body check by the Blackhawks forward. Flames, though, do get it out. Here's Monahan. Left wing side to Gaudreau. Across the Blackhawks line. He spins off a check and drops. Chase on to Monahan. Great save by Crawford. And what a job by Johnny Gaudreau to start that all. Here's Chase on behind the net. Into the near quarter to Monahan. And now right point. Weidman with a blast. Blocked out in front by Jarmelson. And now Panic will send it out to center ahead to Mott, who dumps it in from the red line. On the fireboards, Giordano jars the puck free. And Brouwer will bat it out to center. Gaudreau spins off a check from Panic, but the puck's picked up. And Aaron walks in, tries a shot. It bounces towards Elliott's net, but he whacks it away with his goal stick. Now Anisimov's after it. He can't come up with it, but Kane does. He drops it right point. Campbell behind his back to Kane again. Kane will back up to the right point and now snap the puck in behind the net to Panarin near corner. Panarin left point to Keith with a blast through some traffic. It's gloved by Elliott, who holds on.
It's only the second save Brian Elliott has had to make, and to be frank, I can't even really remember the first one. It came on the power play that went off his shoulder, but this one, as the Blackhawks send it back to Duncan Keith, who's off to a great start with six assists. Let it go, but a clean look and a clean handle for Elliott.
Well, that was a nifty three-way passing play by the Flames there, who almost made it 2-0. Monahan stoned by Crawford. Looks like Johnny Gaudreau might be feeling it tonight, Lou.
Best start that I've seen from him this season.
Here's Keith backing up in a Blackhawk zone. Being pursued by Ferland. He feeds it ahead to Campbell. He crosses the blue line and now the red line and moves the right wing side to Anisimov. Anisimov trying to get by Brody. Is forced in behind the net. He tries feeding it out in front from there. Kane can't come up with a puck though. Ferland's got it and will drop it back to Stajan. He crosses center and now the Blackhawks blue line, but one of, maybe both of, Ferland and the other guy, Hamilton, go offside.
What a really good play by Brian Elliott that time. It was his stick that broke up the play with the Hawks buzzing that led to the transition, and unfortunately the Flames kind of got tied up with one another at the line and went offside. Goalies can help themselves in more ways than just by actually stopping shots. That's a great read by the 31-year-old veteran.
Hamilton will clear the puck out to center where it's scooped up and brought back in by Schmaltz, who steps in, tries a shot, but fans on it. Now Boma will clear the puck out to the neutral zone again. Here's Roosevelt backing it up into his own zone for Forsling. Forsling throws it into Flames territory. Hartman catches up to it in the near corner, whips a backhand out in front, and Elliott saw that puck coming. He grabs it with his glove and holds on. Another guy who might not be the most recognizable name for some Flames fans tuned into this game against the Blackhawks tonight is Gustav Forsling, but a skilled offensive defenseman.
Very skilled. I mentioned that he was an all-star in the 2015 World Junior. I love his mobility, reads the game well, makes good first passes. And if you look at his average ice time, Derek, he's in the 18 minutes a game neighborhood, played well over 20 against the Leafs on Saturday.
Here's another one of those guys, Tyler Mott from the far corner with a sharp angle shot. That's fought off by Brian Elliott. And the Flames will clear the puck down the ice.
Hawks really trying to jam around the goalposts deep in the Flames zone.
Michael Frolik, another former Blackhawk, playing for the Flames now, and they're in the forecheck. Can't come up with it. But Giordano's going to pick up the puck in the neutral zone and dump it right back in. 6:12 to play in the opening period. Shots on goal getting a little tighter with 6-1 Flames at one point in time. It's now 7-4, and they lead the Blackhawks 1-0. Here's Monahan dropping for Gaudreau. Gaudreau with a shot. It's stopped by Crawford, and no rebound there with two Flames right in the blue paint looking for one.
Alex Chase on forced that neutral zone turnover. stepped in Jonathan Toews' passing lane, moved the puck, and then where did he head, Derek? After Monahan dropped it to Gaudreau, right to the front of the net. Chiasson, outside of a bit of an iffy penalty, has started well with those other two tonight.
Faceoff coming up to Crawford's right. Versteeg now out there with Monahan and Chiasson. Well, Gaudreau's on the bench. He's ready to change on the fly. Just must not have made that line change quick enough. Blackhawks with the drawing, clear the puck out to center. Brody slides it left wing side to Giordano, fires it ahead to Versteeg. Scored his first two goals with the Flames in Saturday night's 6-4 loss versus the Blues at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Here's Monahan, far side of Versteeg, but the pass ends up going too far for him to reach and is knocked out to the neutral zone by Dennis Rasmussen. Slides deep into Flames territory. Giordano, a big body check along the end boards, taking down 2-2. Now it's picked up at the far corner by Kruger. Spins to his right, protecting the puck from Brody. Slips it in behind the net. Giordano there waiting for it. He'll clear it up the far side to Brody and gives the puck to Chiasson, and he sends it out to center ice. Blackhawks bring it back in, though. Bad change by the Flames. 2-2 a shot. Stopped by Elliott, and he holds on.
Derek, I don't know if that's as much about a bad change or a failure when you have the puck in the neutral zone to get the puck past the Chicago defense. That's what led to Seabrook breaking it up and giving Jordan 2-2 an opportunity on goal.
Well, Sam Bennett has the only goal of this hockey game, and he scored it 4 minutes and 51 seconds into this opening period. A power play goal for the Flames. It had been a while, but a big goal nonetheless. And with 5:13 to play in the opening period, they lead the Blackhawks 1-0. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You know sports. You love it. But do you know it like Lou? Probably not. Want to win Lower Bowl Flames tickets? Right into Lou's mailbag. That's right, old school, an actual letter. Ask a question, try to test Lou's knowledge, challenge Peter Loubardius to win Flames tickets. We do it Fridays at 12:20 p.m. on Hockey Central at noon. Enter at sportsnet.ca/960 and click on contests. Fill out the form and ask Lou from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Have high energy bills put your business in the penalty box? Direct Energy Business has been expertly serving Alberta and Ontario for over 12 years by developing custom energy strategies and competitive pricing that can help you reach your business goals and protect your bottom line. Take action and contact Direct Energy Business, and together you can shoot the lights out. Go to directenergybusiness.com or call 1-866-867-8167. That's 1-866-867-8167. Now, let's get back to the game.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Following the contest, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. For all the details, you know where to go, shaneholmes.com. The Flames with a 1-0 lead, 5:13 to go in the first.
Face off to Elliott's right. He has stopped all five Blackhawks shots so far in this first period. Dougie Hamilton will bat the puck into the far corner. Gaudreau makes a quick little pass to Joakim Pekka. He taps the puck to Brouwer. Brouwer slides it up the left wing side. His pass intended for Gaudreau is knocked away by Seabrook, who clears it out to center. Brouwer will pick it up there and rifle it right back into the Blackhawks zone. Right now they've got Bennett out there between Gaudreau and Brouwer, so Gullitson's mixed up his lines. Here comes Gaudreau with a backhand. Crawford, a terrific trapper stop.
Sam Bennett driving the net after he bulldozed veteran Brent Seabrook into the right wing corner in the Chicago zone. Bennett, who led the way in the hit parade in the loss to St. Louis Saturday with five, maybe threw his most effective hit as a pro. And then cut to the middle on the backhand, and that's the second big save by Corey Crawford in this period.
So now we've got a threesome of Versteeg, Monahan, and Chiasson on the ice. Flames win the draw in the Blackhawks zone. Battle for the puck along the far boards. Held in left point, at least for a moment, by Brody. Now it squirts out. Brody will lock it near side to Engelin, and he'll fire it right back in. Crawford stops it in behind his net and drops it to Keith. He flips the puck into the far corner to Campbell. Campbell, a quick little pass, and now Panic will drop it back to Keith, who slides it left wing side to Mott. He crosses the Flames line and gives it back to Keith, who has a weak shot knocked away out in front by Brody, and the Flames will clear it out. Monahan able to dodge the linesman who almost knocked him down, and now Monahan will pick up the puck and back it up to Brody at the Flames' blue line.
The linesman, tough position to be in. He might have taken away a potential two-on-one for the Flames.
Puck dumped into the Blackhawks zone again. Freddie Hamilton in there on the forecheck. It's picked up by Hossa, who plays the right wing side to Campbell. He takes a stiff hit from Ferland. Blackhawks cough it up at the Flames as they try bringing it back into the offensive zone. Do so offside.
Mark Giordano's off to an excellent start in this game. And even right there, steps up in the neutral zone, pokes a puck back ahead. The Hawks moving in one way. The Flames go back in the other direction. And again, a developing opportunity about half a step offside.
And Gullitz has mixed up his defense pairings as well.
Oh, they're all over.
Right now it's Giordano and Hamilton. And I think Brody's off to a really good start in this hockey game as well.
I agree with you. And what Glenn is doing is he's really, along with Paul Girard, who runs the defense, managing the situation on every shift.
Locking behind the Blackhawks net. It hops out in front and is scooped up and carried out of harm's way by Forsling. He works it right wing side, rolls the ball, sends it out to center, and from there, it's chipped deep into Flames territory by Hartman. Giordano will pick it up in behind his net, swing it up the right wing side. Freddie Hamilton sends it out to center to Ferland, who crosses the red line and dumps it in. Backlund goes in the forecheck. He's in there one on five, though, with the Flames in the middle of making a line change. Up the right wing side, here comes Ryan Hartman again. Crosses the Flames line, cuts to the middle. Hartman with a shot. That one's off for a leak. And ends up going over the net and over the glass and out of play. Another new name for a lot of fans, that of Ryan Hartman. Made his NHL debut versus the Devils February 13th back in 2015. And has played 8 NHL games in the last 2 seasons. This is his 5th this season. Pretty good player for the Rockford IceHogs a year ago.
Yes, he's. He talked about him being a first-round pick, former U.S. World Junior member, played in both 2013 when he helped Johnny Gaudreau and friends win the title in Ufa, Russia, and then he was back again in 2014.
Was an AHL All-Star last season. Scored his first career goal versus the Blues in the season opener for the Blackhawks.
Was a good junior in the Ontario Hockey League with Plymouth.
Face off to Elliott's right. Backlund wins that draw, and Bohm will skate the puck out to center and chip it off the boards and into the Blackhawks' end. Frolik and Bohm both in there on the forecheck. Can't come up with the puck as Keith corrals it near corner. He'll leave it in behind the net for Campbell. He chops it back to Keith, and he slides it ahead to Panarin. Panarin's pass misses Anisimov, and the puck ends up bouncing into Flames territory. Engelin clears it back out. Here's Campbell back in the Blackhawk zone. Ahead to Kane. Now back to Campbell. With 2 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first period, Sam Bennett has the game's only goal, and it's the Flames 1 and the Blackhawks nothing. Campbell ahead to Kane, trying to get through, and he gets sandwiched between Brody and Bennett and can't get the puck to the net. Now it's in the neutral zone. Brower chips it ahead. Versteeg in, shoots, and he's stopped by Crawford. That turned into a really short 2-on Oulu.
Boy, the Hawks made an awful change, and that's what allowed the former Hawk to be all by himself.
And he had another former Blackhawk with him in Brower. Here's Seabrook in behind the net. He can't get it out. Joki Paka keeps the puck in left point. Moves it far corner to Brower. Brower sandwiched between 2-2 and Keith. Knocks it free for Versteeg behind the Blackhawks net. Versteeg being checked by Jarmelson. Spins away from him. Centers Brower, a one-timer. Stopped by Crawford. And now the puck's picked up and carried out by Rasmussen. Lines over the red line and dumps it in behind the Flames net. Both teams changing with now less than 2 minutes to play. Here's Kruger trying to wrap around, and he's stopped by Elliott, who finally freezes the puck.
Well, the Flames' Dougie Hamilton did what he was supposed to do to start that play, because he pressured along with Joki Paka, but when the puck got dumped in behind the net, the Flames didn't communicate well enough, and they both ended up in the same spot, and that's what allowed the wraparound chance, and Elliott had to make his best save. He hasn't had a lot of them, 7. And the story of this game, Derek, and you don't want to talk about it too early, but the Flames could have a 3 or 4 goal lead. Crawford's now made 3 really good saves.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's left. He's made a couple too. Blackhawks with the draw. Here's Campbell in the corner trying to center it in front. His pass picked off by Monahan though. He gives it to Gaudreau, and he'll drop to Weidman. Weidman right wing side. Chase on. Busting in with a shot. Stopped by Crawford. And now it's lifted high in the air and down the ice by Mott. Giordano will pick it up in his own zone and work it to Weidman. He slides the left wing side, Gaudreau, across the Blackhawks' blue line. Gets by Campbell, tries a sharp angle shot. That might have caught piece of the crossbar. Now Mott will bring it back the other way. Swings it right wing boards to Panic. Panic a shot, that's well wide of the Flames net. But it's held in by Campbell. His shot is sticked away by Elliott. Now Giordano will jam it up the near side to Monahan, who clears it out. With now 50 seconds left in the first period, and the Flames beating the Blackhawks 1-0 here at United Center in Chicago. Jarmelson will leave it for Seabrook. He drops it back to Panarin. He weaves his way to the red line and slides it right wing side to Kane. Kane gets by Stajan, walks in front. Kane now has his pocket pick by Stajan. Great recovery by the Flames' veteran forward.
Boy, what a good play against as difficult and dynamic a player as there is almost in the game.
Kane was the only player in the National Hockey League to produce more than 100 points last season. What a year it was for him.
106, 46 goals. That's a career high, too.
Trophy case is a little fuller now. Won the Art Ross Trophy, the Hart Memorial Trophy, and the Ted Lindsay Award last season. And behind the net, here's Amisimov. Walking into the near corner, now into the slot, a backhand shot. Bounces off some bodies and goes wide. And there's the horn signaling the end of the opening period here at United Center in Chicago. The game's opening goal was scored at 4:51. The Flames, who were 0 for their previous 22 power plays, score with a man advantage. It was a play that started with a Dougie Hamilton shot from the right wing side. Puck just was sitting there on the goal line, and they give Sam Bennett credit for that game opening goal. And a terrific start for the Flames versus the Blackhawks in the Windy City tonight. They're up 14-8 on the shot clock, and more importantly, 1-0 on the scoreboard through 20 minutes.
I thought they executed really, really well. The Hawks started to come on a bit in the last 7 or 8 minutes and started to make some things happen around the net, but really no grade-A scoring chances.
Nope.
The entire period, and the only thing that would disappoint me as a Flames supporter is that it's only 1-0, because it could very easily be 2 or 3 with the type of opportunities that they were able to create in that opening 20 minutes.
Correct me if you think I'm wrong or if you just disagree, but the first period of this game versus the Blackhawks reminds me a little bit of the first period that the Flames played versus the Oilers in their home opener, where they had a 2-1 lead at the end of 20 minutes, but it really should have been a 2 or 3 or maybe even a 4-goal lead after the end of one period.
To me, I disagree just a tad, and here's why. I think as a whole, it's the second best period they've played as a group. Not as dynamic offensively, but you don't expect that in here against this team on the road. But executing and how they defended, Derek, that's their best period for me of this season.
Well, they need 2 more of those.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe more tonight against the Blackhawks. They're going to need 3 or more versus the Blues tomorrow night. Back-to-back games during this 2-game trip, Lou, and we're back on the air tomorrow night.
We certainly are, and it'll all start from Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, where they battle the Blues. Pat Steinberg hosts, you know that, Mr. Fireplace. Flames warm up at 5, and then myself and Mr. Wells all over the call. Flames-Blues at 6.
Well, speaking of Pat Steinberg, he is standing by at Shanks on McLeod Trail South, and we'll host our first intermission, which is coming up after the break. Sam Bennett has his first goal of the season. The Flames have their second power play goal of 16-17, and they've got a 1-0 lead in this game against the Blackhawks. Our first intermission is coming up next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is a shout out to the undisputed, to the F-150 owners out there determined to be the best, the heavy lifters, the go-getters, the in it for the long haulers. You're determined to get the most out of your Ford F-150, which is why we're offering 0% APR purchase financing for up to 84 months, plus $1,500 and no extra charge Ford accessories on select new 2016 F-150s. That's undisputed value. Details at findyourford.ca.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues. It's the first intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Nice first period for the Flames on the road. They've got a 1-0 lead as a result in Chicago as we welcome you back to Shanks on McLeod Trail South. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the first period summary, and we talked about the Flames power play going into the game. the league's worst power play taking on the league's worst penalty kill. Well, early in this game, Flames got a power play opportunity. We'll see if perhaps this worked out in their favor.
Ferland feeds it in front. Hamilton shoots. Crawford the save. Loose puck. They score! Dougie Hamilton took the shot. Sam Bennett and Michael Ferland were firing for the rebound. One of them knocked it by Corey Crawford, and the Flames score a power play goal and take a 1-0 lead.
Now, as it stands, Bennett being given credit for the goal, his first of the season, although I thought it might get changed to Hamilton. But as it stands right now, Bennett's first from Dougie Hamilton and Michael Ferland at 4:51. Power play goal, the only marker of the opening frame, and it's why the Flames are up by one after 20 minutes of play. Calgary out shooting Chicago 14-8 in that first period. Flames go 1-for-1 on the power play. Chicago 0-for-1 with the man advantage, and the Flames have got that 1-0 lead with one period in the books. That's the first period summary. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We're hopping inside the Flames time machine around the corner, and another name that's a little bit more recent. We go back to the late 90s around the corner. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Dynamic, eye-catching, designed to really move.
The Now or Never 2016 model event is on now at Lexus of Calgary. Come see the largest remaining inventory of 2016 Lexus models.
Redesigned, luxury, satisfaction. Experience Lexus of Calgary.
During the Now or Never 2016 model event, take advantage of finance and lease rates as low as 0.9%. Purchase remaining 2016 Lexus from as low as $35,700.
Visit Lexus of Calgary today.
Calgary Lock and Safe knows what their customers want. Convenience. So they're stepping up and making it easy for you by being open on Saturday. Hiring trades can be difficult and even worse to schedule. Calgary Lock and Safe is the fast, efficient, professional choice for all your lock and door needs, residential, commercial, or automotive. And they're the only locksmith open on a Saturday. Visit their brand new 32nd Ave location for 20% off all residential hardware. Get more information at CalgaryLockAndSafe.com.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show. Live from Shank Sports Grill, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames lead Chicago 1-0 after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to Shanks on McLeod Trail South. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time to hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. And we start off a brand new four-part feature on Clark Wilm, going back to 1998, when he spent four seasons with the team between 98 and 2010. Former sixth-round pick of the team. Also played NHL minutes with the Nashville Predators and Toronto Maple Leafs. Finished his professional career in Europe. He got some time in both Finland and Germany. So Clark Wilm, 4 years with the Calgary Flames in the late 90s. A four-part conversation with him in conversation with Kelly Kirsch.
Clark, what do you think about when you got that... Got the call, 95, you get drafted by the Calgary Flames. First, I guess, was it your team growing up, or were you cheering for the Oilers or maybe Canucks or Canadians or who knows, Leafs? Which was it?
I was actually a Flames fan, so I had relatives in Calgary, so we'd always go out there and catch a couple games at Christmas time. So to get drafted by the Flames in 95 was unreal. You know, I grew up watching Lanny and all those guys in the 80s and the heyday there. So it was a dream come true to hear them call my name.
I imagine that's quite the call you get. And then you think, okay, it's just beginning, because now you've got to, okay, it's one thing to be drafted, and how many guys get drafted and never make it to the show. And here's your journey. And it starts in after Saskatoon, it was the St. John Flames, where the team had their farm team. And can you talk a little bit about 97-98, that St. John Flames team that went all the way to the Calder Cup final, like a long playoff run, didn't win it, but boy, it's damn near like the Stanley Cup win in terms of series you have to win and plus the travel. It's a marathon to get to that point.
It sure is. Like, I think back of that team that we had. Marty St. Louis was on that team, J.S. Jaguar, Denny Gauthier, just to name a few. And just a great group of guys, and all young guys kind of cutting their teeth in pro hockey. So to have a run like that, you gain a lot of experience as you go through the playoff rounds, and you learn what it kind of takes to win in high pressure situations. So there's no substitute for that experience. And like you said, we didn't win, but we went in and played Philadelphia, and we were playing in the Spectrum and sold out arena and 17,000 screaming fans. It was quite an experience, and would have been nice to win it, but you cannot replace that experience. A bunch of us added that spring playing there in 98.
So does that get you to the point where that gets you noticed maybe more so by the Flames? Like, this guy can go to the wall for us. And do you think maybe the next training camp, you got a little more attention than maybe you would have if you would have bowed out in the first round of the playoffs, or is it hard to tell?
No question. The longer the scouts and the brass can watch a guy play in high pressure situations, it does. If you perform, it does nothing but add value to your stock. So I think that was a huge part of it. Bill Stewart, my coach, he played me in all situations. So it was a great experience that way. And yeah, like you said, the farther you go in the playoffs, the more they get to watch you, the more they get to watch you in high pressure situations. And some guys can handle it and some guys can't. So fortunately for me, it worked out the best way I could ask for.
So then you go to another training camp. You've got the experience of St. John behind you, a couple of years with them. Now it's time to make the main club. Tell us about when you got that news that, yep, you're going to start with the Flames, and what that felt like, that preseason of getting into the regular groove. And yeah, I can be an NHL player every day.
It was unreal. I still remember the phone call. It was down to me and one of my best buddies, Travis Brigley, there for the last cut. When I got the phone call, I just overcome with joy that the hard work that I put in my whole life, the countless hours that my parents spent driving all over Saskatchewan to hockey, had paid off. And you never know how long you're going to stay in the NHL, but it was unreal to get that opportunity to make the big club. And a lot of that has to do with the coaching staff too. Brian Sutter was there, and I think I probably fit his line of play a little bit more than some other guys, and the era worked out for me. It was awesome to put that jersey on for the first NHL regular season game and just go from there. And it was a lot of hard work and a lot of hours spent in the bus, on planes, in cars, and to actually see that dream fulfilled, it was unreal.
That is Clark Wilm, former Flame, part one of our four-part conversation with him inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. We'll hear part two of our conversation with Clark Wilm tomorrow when the Flames visit the St. Louis Blues. Right now in Chicago, though, Sam Bennett has his first of the season, and the Flames lead the Blackhawks 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We've got the out-of-town scoreboard coming your way next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Big Show salute to live Canadian stand-up comedy at the Comedy Cave is on Monday, November 7th. Tickets are free. Doors at 6. Full dinner buffet. Roast beef, pork tenderloin, teriyaki chicken, pasta, dessert, salads, and more. Drinks will be served too. Show starts at 7:30. Featuring Trent McClellan, Dave Nystrom, and your host, Matt Foster. Tickets are free, but must be picked up in advance at the Comedy Cave between the hours of noon and 2 on Tuesday, October 25th at 9206 McLeod Trail South. Limit of 4 per person. Get your free tickets to the Big Show salute to live Canadian stand-up comedy at the Comedy Cave, Tuesday, noon to 2. Tickets will go fast, and it's totally free. Monday, November 7th, the Big Show salute to live Canadian stand-up comedy. Get your free tickets on Tuesday.
The Spa Boy system. It's one more reason to buy an Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay. Spa Boy is a completely automated water care system exclusive to Arctic Spa at Paradise Bay. It automatically measures, treats, and adjusts the water in your spa. Just set it and forget it. It's that easy. For a limited time, the Spa Boy premium feature is included with the purchase of a select series Arctic Spa model. Take the maintenance out of spa ownership with Spa Boy at Paradise Bay. 12th Street Southeast at the corner of Deerfoot and Glenmore. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show live from Shank Sports Grill. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames hold a 1-0 lead on Chicago after 20 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to you, Shanks, I'm McLeod Trail South. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Buy a home with no down payment through Reed Build Homes. It's a bridge to home ownership. They'll get you started. Available now in Cochrane and Strathmore. Visit ReedBuildHomes.com for details. Just one other game on the NHL ice tonight is taking place in Montreal. They're about 4 minutes into the third period. Habs and Philadelphia Flyers are tied at one. And week 7 of the NFL season coming to an end tonight in Denver. The Broncos hosting the Texans. Both teams 4-2. And right now Denver holds a 7-6 lead on Houston with about 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Week 7 in the NFL season coming to an end with Monday Night Football. Out of town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Buy a home with no down payment through Reed Build Homes is bridge to home ownership. They'll get you started. Available now in Cochrane and Strathmore. Visit ReedBuildHomes.com for details. The Flames generated a ton of quality scoring chances in period number one. They score the one goal. They've got a 1-0 lead. Can they build on that in period number two? We'll find out around the corner as Derek Wills and Peter Labardius are standing by with your second period play-by-play next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Before the game, after the game, anytime you need a bite to eat, Tom's House of Pizza is the place to be. Enjoy a classic thin crust pizza made with plentiful fresh toppings, or try their new gluten-free crust. With many items made in-house and lots of locally sourced ingredients, you'll taste the difference quality makes. Pop in on your way to the Dome, or watch the game at one of Tom's adjoining pubs and enjoy their great daily specials. Tom's House of Pizza, with 5 locations in Calgary and Okotoks, serving Calgarians since 1963. Tom's House of Pizza, pizza made to perfection.
660 News is Calgary's only all-news radio, 24-7, 365 days a year. It's always all news. On the air at 660 on the AM dial or streaming live at 660news.com. Listen for Calgary's best traffic reports every 10 minutes on the ones. The accidents, the stalls, the delays, all from the 660 News Traffic Center first. Proud to serve Calgary every day. 660 News.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to United Center in Chicago. The first of two stops for the Flames on this two-game, three-day road trip. And so far, so good in this game against the Blackhawks. Sam Bennett has the game's only goal, and the Flames lead the Blackhawks 1-0 through 20 minutes tonight. And we watch every practice, we watch every morning skate, and we watch every game. And it really struck me when Glenn Gullitson started two practices last week with one-on-one battle drills. He wants more physicality from his Flames. He wants them to win more of those one-on-one battles. And Lou, we saw a lot of good things in the first period tonight, and that was one of them.
It was, and the hit count would attribute that that's exactly been the case. Hits are an interesting animal in a lot of different buildings, let's be frank, but the Flames were really, really physical, and the hit count after one period, the Flames 19, the Blackhawks 3. Lance Bowman, the ringleader, with 4.
And that tells you something, because it's not like both teams had inflated hit totals. It was one with 19, the other with only 3. The one building that really jumps out to me would be the Islanders' home arena, whether that be Nassau LA County Coliseum or New Barclays Center. But the Flames came out hitting in that first period, and scoring in the power play as well, which has probably been their biggest Achilles heel so far this season. Their only power play goal prior to tonight was in their season opener versus the Oilers at Edmonton back on October 12th. Dennis Wideman got that goal. They went 0-for-22 between then and now, but Sam Bennett gets credit for a power play goal in the first, and they've got a lead to work with here.
I just like their whole team game. From the net out, they barely gave up what I would consider maybe one really good scoring chance the whole period. You can't play much better against a pretty good team than the Flames did. So I said right at the end of the first period, the only thing I don't like about the game is it's only 1-0, because it could be more.
Just about set to start the second period, and in this middle stanza, the Flames with their road white jerseys on will move from right to left on your radios. The Blackhawks with their home reds from left to right. Taves wins the opening faceoff of the second period versus Backlund, and we are underway. Puck loose in the neutral zone. Picking it up is the former Blackhawk Frolik, who tries to muscle it in and finally does. Now Keith slides it near side to Campbell. He drops it back to Keith. He plays it left wing boards over to Mott, and he'll move it in behind the Flames net as the Blackhawks start to make a line change half a minute into the middle stanza. Englund now throw the puck down the ice, and Boma beats Campbell in a foot race for it and beats out the icing call. Good hustle by Lance Boma. He leaves it far boards. Chason will knock it in behind the Blackhawks net. Keith catches up to the puck in the near quarter. Can't clear it. Panic can't get it out either. Giordano keeps it in left point. He'll lock it in behind the net. Gaudreau picks it up, tries to move it in front. He can't. Chason does, but his pass goes right by the forwards. Doesn't get to the defenseman. And now Panarin comes the other way. But a good stick by Giordano knocks it away from last year's rookie of the year. Now Weidman will whip it off the far boards and out. And Jermelson will slap it right back in. Elliott stops it behind his net. Giordano will grab it, lift it high off the glass, and right into the timekeeper's booth. Hopefully nobody got hit in the head there.
No, I was at a game the other day at the Western Canada Under 16 Challenge Cup. A poor guy in that very spot had to be removed from the game after taking one right off the top of his head.
Flames came into this game winning 51.1% of their faceoffs, 12th best in the National Hockey League. The Blackhawks are usually one of the best teams in the NHL on faceoffs, only at 46.9%. That's 26th in the league. That trend continued in the first period. The Flames winning 52% of the draws. Matt Stajan, who's been their best faceoff man all year, won 100% of his. Matt Stajan is quietly having a very solid season.
He's playing some of the best hockey I've seen him play in a long time.
Oh, giveaway by Englund. Puck centered in front. Kane shoots and scores. Derek Englund gave the puck away to Artem Anisimov, who found Patrick Kane, and his one-timer beats Brian Elliott, and we are tied at one.
It's kind of been the way it's turned out a lot of the year, and that's Flames go D to D in their own zone. Englund tries the outlet. He misses. Brower in behind him, bounces right off the boards. Anisimov to Kane, who absolutely wired the one-timer. First real critical mistake, and it's 1-1.
Patrick Kane played a career-high 28 minutes and 48 seconds versus the Blue Jackets last Friday. Didn't have a point, but he's got one tonight. All right, we're back to square one, tied at one. A little less than 2 minutes into period number two here at United Center. Maltz blows the tire deep in his own zone, but is there to pick up the puck and drop it back to Forsling, who moves it right wing side, and now it's sent down the ice by Roosevelt. Here comes Hossa in. Lockett behind the net. Schmaltz hammered by Hamilton with a big check on the end boards. And now Stajan picks up the loose puck. Scampers up the right wing side, slides it ahead to Joki Paka, who joins the rush. With the puck up, left wing boards to Ferland. It ends up bouncing by him and by Stajan and down the ice. Weidman back to get it. Kruger in hot pursuit of him. Holds up Weidman. But Weidman gets it back. Gives the puck to Joki Paka, who sends it out to center. Stajan, right wing side. And now the pass from Chason ends up bouncing away into the far corner, where it's scooped up by 2-2. Moves it up the right wing boards to Campbell. Campbell up the middle. His pass misses 2-2. And now Weidman will lift it up in the air, trying to get it to Gaudreau, but the Hail Mary pass does not work. And now we've got a hand pass called on the Blackhawks.
To be frank, I barely noticed Patrick Kane in the entire first period. But you make a mistake, and you leave him by himself with half a net to shoot it in, and he's always been very good. In last year's season series, he led the way with 4 points in the 3 games against the Flames. And now in his 32nd game career against Calgary, he has 37 points.
Had a 26-game point streak last season from October 17th to December 13th.
the longest point streak by a U.S.-born player in NHL history. Puck loose on the Blackhawks net. Crawford gives it away, but the Flames can't make him pay. As Paddock will pick up the puck, shovel it out to center, ahead to Taves, who comes it up the left wing side, puts on the brakes, loses the puck, and finding it is Brouwer. He sends it out to center, ahead to Gaudreau. He stick handles it and drops it. Giordano shoots, and Crawford makes the save.
The way Giordano shoots it, he scored his first goal of the season on a howitzer against the Blues. And good transition coming out of the zone, moved it quickly, playing that direct type of hockey that the coach wants. Giordano top of the circle, let it go. He might have delayed just a half more second because Monahan was in behind Hjalmarsson and his partner Seabrook and might have been in a better position for a tip or a screen.
He's off to Crawford's right. Bennett will take the draw versus Kruger. And a false start by Kruger, and they'll try it again.
That puck wasn't dropped very well.
No. Pretty much put it right in Bennett's feet.
He did.
Kruger still gets tossed out, though. And Rasmussen steps in. Bennett wins the draw, and Ferland will whack the puck in behind the Blackhawks net. Hjalmarsson takes over in the far corner, gets hit by Ferland, but still clears it down the ice. Engelin grabs it. Can't get it out. It's held in by 2-2. 2-2 gets by Versteegh and shoots, rebound, and it's whacked by Ryan Rasmussen in front. And now Ferland takes over and flips it up the far side. Versteegh knocks it near boards to Brody, who joins the rush. Brody in with a weak shot, and it's sticked away by Crawford. And now here's Seabrook, right wing side to Kruger. He spins off a body check from Ferland, and now it bounces to 2-2. Gets a pretty good snapshot off, but it's gloved by Elliott, and he's going to hold on.
Important save again. The Flames trying to move the puck out of their own zone. They turn it over at their own blue line, and it leads to an odd man rush coming back the other way. 2-2 beat Chris Versteegh, and Rasmussen had some room on the rebound as Elliott made a good first save. And the youngster, Rasmussen, you don't expect him to necessarily be from Vasker, Sweden, which is also the home of Michael Backlund, but that's where he's from.
Pretty good burst of speed there by 33-year-old Jordan Tutu. Didn't sign with the Blackhawks until October 7th. Here's Roosevelt at his own blue line. Moves it right wing boards and to the Flames blue line. Now it slips by Frolik and back to Joki Paka. He plays it right wing side to Dougie Hamilton. His pass, though, misses Backlund, and the Flames have to chase it back into their zone again. Joki Paka, middle of the ice to Backlund. He settles down the bouncing puck and knocks it out to center. Roosevelt grabs it there, gives it away to Frolik. Frolik chasing after it. The Blackhawks zone will pick it up. Frolik in up the right wing boards, gets by Keith, takes it behind the net. Frolik spins and shoots. Good kick save by Crawford. And now Kane will corral the puck. Spin away from the forechecking Frolik and back it up to Keith and behind the Blackhawks net as both teams start to change.
Some shift by Frolik, and there have been a lot of them to start this season.
Kane pickpocketed by Freddie Hamilton. Knocks the puck free for Giordano, the captain. Slipping it far side for Weidman. He bounces it off Keith's stick, right into the Flames bench and out of play.
Fans play Safeway in Sobeys $1 million score and win. If any Flame player scores 5 tonight, Ronald Pichel of Calgary could win $1 million. Shop at Safeway in Sobeys. You could be our next lucky winner right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Face off to center ice, Freddie Hamilton. Wins the draw versus Schmaltz. The Blackhawks are still going to poke the puck in behind the Flames net. Giordano will pick it up there and leave it for Weidman. Weidman gives it away, gets it back, and now feeds the puck to Hamilton. And Freddie will fire it out to center. Now Ferland to Giordano. Back to Ferland up the right wing side. Stops to the far corner. Does some stick handling and then gets knocked off the puck. Keith corrals it behind his net and leaves it in the far corner for Campbell. Campbell across his own blue line, to the red line, lifts it up in the air and in. Hartman will settle down the puck, spin and shoot, and Elliott boots that puck away with his right pad. Here's Hossa in the far quarter. Hossa dropping it off to Hjalmarsson. Hjalmarsson cutting in front, can't get a backhand shot off, and the Flames will clear the puck out to center.
When I talked to Frolik about dealing with the Hawks today in their own zone, he said you have to be careful. They love to switch the puck from side to side, and you can't get caught running. You kind of really have to talk to one another and make sure that you don't get caught on bad exchanges.
Giordano will fire the puck out to center ice. Chason knocks it free. Monahan steps in, but can't get by Hjalmarsson. Now it's picked up in the near quarter by Chason. He backhands it into the far corner. Gaudreau overskates it, but sneaking it out the right point to pick it up is Engelin. Can't keep it in, though. Hjalmarsson will grab it. Playing right wing boards. Panic trying to go outside and on Brody loses the puck.
And the Flames will clear it down the ice as Panik and Brody get into it. We've got a penalty call coming up. Engelund's going to have a chat with Panik, who gets called for boarding Brody.
In all sincerity, I've watched Richard Panik going back to a couple of World Juniors with his home country, Slovakia. I have never seen him play with this much edge and physicality, ever.
Well, he heads to the penalty box for playing with a little too much physicality there. And the Hot Flames power play will have another opportunity when we come back.
Wow.
Lou, they're one for their last one after going 0 for their previous 22. We'll see if they can regain the lead with a power play goal. And with now 13:47 left in the second period, we step away from United Center in Chicago with the Flames and the Blackhawks even at one. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Car love is real. Ask any owner of the Audi SQ5 and you'll see it instantly. Their pupils dilate, a smile creeps in, and for a few brief seconds, they're mentally gone. Pushing their SQ5 into a corner and testing that legendary Quattro technology. They're not ignoring you, it's just habit. Experience real car love today at Glenmore Audi and take advantage of lease rates starting from 2.3%, finance rates starting from 0.9%, and Audi credit of up to $4,000. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio. When your Flames hit the road, so does the Flames Radio crew. Shank Sports Grill is our home away from the dome. Join Pat Steinberg for every road game at Shank's on McLeod Trail South. You know Shank's, the best hockey atmosphere in the city. All those big screens, every seat is a great seat. Flames fans, your home away from the dome for the Calgary Flames is Shank Sports Grill. Join Pat Steinberg at Shank's at McLeod Trail South. The home of the Flames and NHL is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames 1, Blackhawks 1 with 13:42 to play in the second period here at United Center in Chicago. The Flames scored their first goal and took a 1-0 lead on the power play. 4:51 into the opening period. Sam Bennett scoring his first of the season. Now they will try to make it 2-for-2 on the PP as they're out there for another Holmes by Abbey power play. In the box of the Blackhawks is Panik. Flames will try to set up in the Blackhawks zone. Here's Giordano. Near boards to Gaudreau. Back to Giordano, left point. Giordano with a shot. That's off Taves and wide of the Blackhawks net. Now Monahan, near side to Gaudreau, far side. Giordano a drive. Bouncing puck. They score! Sean Monahan picks up the rebound and buries it. And from 0-for-22 to 2-for-2, the Flames score another power play goal and have a 2-1 lead.
And Johnny Gaudreau with an absolute world-class behind-his-back cross-ice pass to the captain, who absolutely whipped it at the net. Brower went there to create havoc, and Monahan has a tip-in for Sean Monahan, his third of the season.
Lou, talk a little bit about what Glenn Gullitson told us this morning about the Blackhawks penalty kill and how it's so different.
Well, it is different, but here's the point I want to make. It wasn't different that time. They were way more aggressive. They weren't passive. So they made an adjustment, and the Flames handled it beautifully, because when a team overloads on one side, if you can swing the puck back, you can make things happen.
As they announce the Flames' second power play goal, the team gets set to head to their third power play. Michael Ferland takes a stick in the face. Here's that goal.
By Monahan, assisted by Giordano and Gaudreau at 6:52.
All right, so the Flames 2-for-2 on the PP. Snapping an 0-for-22 streak, about to head to their third power play of the hockey game. Artemi Panarin, the guilty Blackhawk. Before we get to that power play, first, let's tell you about their latest power play goal and about another winner in the Safeway and Sobeys Score and Win contest. Thanks to Compliments Brie and Camembert. Our second winner tonight shops at Safeway or Sobeys, and Madeline Camara of Calgary has won a Garmin Vivo Smart HR thanks to Sean Monahan's power play goal at 6:52, which has the Flames out in front of the Blackhawks 2-1 tonight. Flames on another power play.
They're 2 for 2 so far. We'll see if they can go 3 for 3 and grab a 3-1 lead. Here's Giordano, left point. Goes across to the far half boards. Gaudreau back to Giordano with the blue line. The captain loses it, finds it, swats it up the near side, but there's nobody home for the Flames as Seabrook will shoot it down the ice. And as all are, this Flames power play is brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. Here's Gaudreau to the red line. Plays it right wing boards to Wyman, who joins the rush. His pass ends up bouncing off the boot of Keith Skate, though, and back into Flames territory. Giordano quickly out to center ahead to Monahan, who's got the go-ahead goal. He'll drop it back to Giordano, and our Giordano will lift it up in the air and into the near quarter. Monahan and Brower racing in after it. Can't come up with it as Rasmussen picks up the puck and dumps it down the ice.
Well, the Hawks' penalty killing has not been very good at all, and I think one of the reasons, take a look at their forwards, okay? Now you have Kruger, but you're Kruger and Hartman. The first forward group was Tyler Motte and Rasmussen. That's not the kind of people they've had over the years in that kind of a role.
When you win as much as the Blackhawks have, eventually you're going to lose some guys. Can't pay them all. Their depth certainly isn't what it was.
And when you're playing Kane and Taves so much, that might be one area that has to give.
Here's Brody in behind the Flames net for Hamilton. This Flames power play has not been as effective as the first two. Still have 30 seconds to work with. Here comes Backlund into the Blackhawk zone. Tries to chip it by Keith. Ends up popping away from him, though, and it's immediately shot down the ice by Hossa.
Well, they've done a much better job this time. The Flames have yet to get set up in the Hawks' end, and they only have one more rush left in this one.
By the way, congratulations to Marian Hossa, who, with his first goal of the season versus the Flyers last Tuesday, reached the 500-goal plateau in his terrific career.
Yeah, he's been an awesome, awesome NHL player, one of the finest two-way players of this era.
Still pretty good. Here's Frolik. Flames power play has come to an end, but they still lead the Blackhawks 2-1 thanks to two power play goals. Back to the right point, Engelin to drive, and he rips it right over top of the Blackhawks net. Now Kane will pick up the puck, wind up, crosses blue line, and now the red line, and now the Flames blue line. He slides it left wing side, Panarin, left point to Jermelson. Now into the far quarter to Panarin, who gets pushed off the puck by Engelin, and he'll backhand it up to the near side. Boma knocks it free, and now Frolik takes over. He crosses the red line up the left wing boards, enters the Blackhawks zone, bounces it towards the net, but it goes wide to the far corner. But it ends up right back on Frolik's stick. Frolik will fling it in behind the Blackhawks net again as the Flames back off to start a change. And as we reach the midway mark of the middle stanza here at United Center in Chicago, where, shockingly, on a pair of power play goals, the Flames have a 2-1 lead. Bennett and Monahan scoring the sandwich one by Kane. Here comes Hossa in. Hossa being guarded by Monahan. Walks away from him into the far quarter, spins and slides it near side to Seabrook, who sneaks in off the right point. Seabrook taps the puck to Panarin. They'll turn back to the blue line, spin, and give it to Hossa near half boards. Hossa to Panarin with a one-timer, blocked out in front. And the captain will pick up the puck and try springing Gaudreau. Almost found him with a breakaway pass, but it just missed him.
Oh, and he was way behind everybody.
Oh, that would have been as clear cut a breakaway as you'll see outside of a shootout. And fans calling a penalty here at United Center. Hossa getting tripped up as he crosses the Flames' blue line. And the visitors may have got away with one there. Here's Schmaltz into the far circle to Keith. Keith, a shot. That one gets blocked out in front by Engelin. Now Hossa has it again. Hossa back to the blue line. Keith winds and fires one just wide. And now Engelin will grab the puck in the far quarter, lug it up the right wing side, and send it out to center to Chiasson, who chops it in behind the Blackhawks net, allowing the Flames to make a line change. Shots on goal, 19 for Calgary, 12 for Chicago. The score is the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 1. Sorry, Luke.
Hawks are starting to get their game together in order, much better the last 3 or 4 minutes.
A lot more structure in this game than in most of the games we've seen this season, huh?
Yes.
Puck deep in the Flames zone. Here's Schmaltz, twisting and turning. Actually, spins himself down to the ice. Joakim Pekka now gives the puck away in behind the net, where Hartman has his stick lifted and has it stolen by Brody, who's having a much better game tonight. Now Brower will fire it into the Blackhawks zone. The Sneak chasing after it, beaten there by Roosevelt. Slides it into the far quarter. Campbell gets hit and stripped of the puck by Bennett. Bennett walks in, and he gets hammered by Roosevelt. A big open ice body check. A little tit for tat on that shift. Here's Campbell now. Head to Taves. The Blackhawks captain in with a shot, a low one, booted away by the right leg of Elliott. Now Stajan off the right wing side to Ferland. Ferland gives it to Giordano, who joins the rush. The Flames defensemen, especially their top two guys, Giordano and Brody, have been much more active in this game, Lou.
Because pucks are being moved up to give them a chance to do that. When you turn pucks over, you can't join the rush.
Here comes the other guy, Hamilton in. Hamilton a shot. A little knuckleball booted away nicely by Crawford. Now Kane will chip it off the near boards up the near side. Rasmussen and the Flames blue line stood up at the line by Joakim Pekka. And the puck comes free in behind the Flames net. In to get it is Kruger. Kruger gets sandwiched between Stajan and Joakim Pekka. And now picking up the puck and clearing it out is Hamilton. He'll join the rush. Drops it back to Ferland, who dumps it in. Hamilton in there with a forecheck for the Flames. Not Freddie, but Dougie. Now he'll peel off and head to the bench as Jermelson takes over. Bounces it off the stick of Mott and in beyond the Flames net. Mott, a finalist of the Hobie Baker Award last season. Can't come up with the puck of the forecheck. Here come the Flames out to center now. Backlund, left wing side to Boma. Back to Backlund. He'll bat it in behind the Blackhawks net for a leak in there on the forecheck. Knocks it free. Goes right point angle and a shot. Bobbled by Crawford. Body's able to grab it and hold it. And we'll take a timeout. With now 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second period. The Flames power play has gone from ice cold to red hot and in a hurry. A couple of power play goals, one by Sam Bennett in the first period, another by Sean Monahan in the second, sandwiching one by the Blackhawks, Patrick Kane, and it is the Flames leading 2-1 here at United Center in Chicago. Back with more of the middle stanza and with the rebuild Homes Out of Town scoreboard in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, telling Calgary sports story on the air and online. Sportsnet.ca/960.
Ford thinks you can never be too prepared for cold weather. So, when you purchase or lease the 2017 Ford Escape, it comes with a no-extra-charge winter safety package, which includes winter tires, rims, and sensors. But the popular Escape SE also comes standard with heated seats, heated mirrors, and, get this, a windshield wiper de-icer. Now that's preparation. Back to the drawing board, Mother Nature. When you can get ahead of cold weather, it's easy to get into a Ford. To learn more, visit findyourford.ca.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A little bit less than 7 minutes to play in the second period here in the Windy City, where it's the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 1. And now to get us caught up on what's going on elsewhere on the Rebuild Homes Out of Town scoreboard, here is Peter Labardius.
Late night in the NHL, just one other game. It's in Montreal, where with less than 3 minutes to go, the Canadiens lead the Philadelphia Flyers 2-1. Brendan Gallagher has a go-ahead power play goal in the third period. In the NFL Monday Nighter, the Denver Broncos at home have a 14-6 lead on the Houston Texans. Next week's Monday Nighter, just down the road. Well, a little down the road. Chicago and Minnesota.
Will we be there, Lou?
I know somebody who will be.
Locked to the left point. Here's Giordano. He'll swat it in behind the Blackhawks net, where it's picked up by the Flames' Chase Hunt. And his back pass misses Monahan. And now Mott will lug the puck out to the red line. Mott giving it to Seabrook, who's jumped up into the rush. Seabrook with a weak wrist shot. Loved by Elliott, and he'll hold on.
Brent Seabrook, who I have a ton of respect for. I think he's one of the players, one of the great leaders on this Hawks team in this run. Career highs for Seabrook. 49 points last year. In many ways, he's one of those true glue guys. I know that Taves is the leader of all leaders, but for me on this group, right behind him is number 7.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's left. Backlund loses the draw to Taves. Taves fighting for the puck in the near corner along with Mott, but Brody will knock it free for Backlund, who can't get it out. Keith keeps it in and drops it to Taves. Now Taves back to Keith with a weak shot, partially blocked by Backlund and then knocked down by Engelin, and he'll throw the puck to the Blackhawks blue line. Now Roosevelt, right wing side to Mott. Mott tries to chip it by Brody, but can't get it by the Flames defender. Now Taves will pick it up in the far corner. Taves to Panic. Panic twisting and turning. Gets away from Backlund, but gets stick checked smartly by Engelin. Now Brody takes a stick in the face as Mott is going to be called for a penalty here, and the Flames, who are 2-for-3 with the man advantage, are going to head back to the power play again.
Tyler Mott, who had a huge year at the University of Michigan, he was a Hobey Baker finalist and off to a nice start with 2 goals and 2 assists. Indeed. Inadvertent, came up, and here's another glorious chance for the Flames to potentially take their first 2-goal lead.
Mott finished second in the NCAA in goals with 32, fourth of the nation in points with 56 in his junior season with the Wolverines. Scored his first career NHL goal versus the Blue Jackets last Friday. Off to a good start in his career. 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points in his first 6 games. And that is a 4-minute double minor. So the Flames, with a lengthy power play and a chance to make it 3-1 as Weidman tries a shot and misses on the short side. Now Gaudreau in front to Brouwer. Brouwer battling for the puck, knocks it to Wormsonet, but Seabrook is able to pick it up before it gets to his goaltender Crawford, and the Blackhawks will clear it out and down the ice.
Well, Johnny Gaudreau looks like Johnny Gaudreau tonight, and he was the key to their second power play goal, and he just made an excellent entry that led to another scoring chance.
Weidman will work it in behind the Blackhawks net. Monahan and Gaudreau race in after it. Gaudreau will tap it left point to Giordano, who goes across the line to Weidman. Weidman back to the captain. Giordano will try, but it skips just wide. Rasmussen trying to clear Kent, but Keith will pick it up, and he'll fire it down the ice.
Troy Brouwer got a stick on that, too. He found the seam in between the two Hawks defenders, but tipped it just wide.
Flames with 4 power play shots and 2 power play goals tonight. Here they come again. Ferland in up the left wing side. Drops it to Backlund. Backlund will worm it around to the far boards to Brody, right point. Brody trying to feed it to Ferland. Pass picked off by Jarmelson. Ferland gets it back and drops it off. Dougie Hamilton, right point to Brody. Near half boards to Hamilton again. And now back to Brody at the blue line. Brody into the far circle to Ferland. And now back to Brody at the point. Brody with a shot. It's blocked and the puck bounces near boards to Hamilton. Hamilton a shot and he misses high and wide. And that shot from the short side misses on the far side and the puck ends up ricocheting down the ice.
Yeah, those are tough ones because you have no chance to retrieve the puck. And now you're going to waste 20 seconds because you got to go all the way and get set again.
2 minutes and 23 seconds remaining in this 4-minute Blackhawks penalty. Here comes Monahan in. He'll drop. Weidman a shot, a howitzer. Gloved by Crawford, who holds on.
Well, the Flames' entries have been so much better. Again, they've worked together. They've come up, not forcing the puck. Sean Monahan makes a nice move to the middle of the ice, dishes off. And again, Crawford is forced to make another tough stop, and he's made 20 of them so far in the game. The Flames with a 22-14 edge, down to 2:17 left in Tyler Mott's double minor.
He's off to Crawford's left. Monahan will take the draw versus Taves. Monahan wins it. Gaudreau has it whacked away by Jarmelson, though, and now Seabrook skates into the near quarter and shoots the puck down the ice.
There's one of those little plays as to why Jalmerson is so effective.
Monahan out front between Gaudreau and Brouwer. Giordano with the back end with Weidman. Here comes Gaudreau, and up the left wing side he shoots, and Crawford with a windmill stop just got enough of the puck to keep it out of his net.
Yeah, he fought that off.
Now Giordano into the near quarter. Gaudreau one touches the puck to Monahan, who gives it back to Gaudreau in behind the Blackhawks net. Jarmelson lifts his stick, steals the puck, knocks it free, and from there Kruger is going to clear it down the ice. Elliott will stop it and drop it in behind the net for Giordano. Both teams switching men, but now a minute and a half remaining in the Mott minor, or double minor, I should say. Here's Giordano. Right wing side, his pass misses Hamilton. Puck will bounce in behind the Blackhawks net, where it's scooped up and immediately slapped down the ice by Roosevelt. Chasing after it, Rasmussen, and he'll catch up to it. Gets hit by Hamilton along the end boards, though. Brody trying to jar the puck free, does, but Rasmussen's going to hold it in. Good penalty killing by Dennis Rasmussen.
He's a good skater.
Now Ferland takes over as the Blackhawks switch their penalty killers. Ferland skates it across his blue line to the red line. Lifts it up in the air and in deep. Heath will pick it up in behind the Blackhawks net. Ferland finishes a body check on him. Knocks the puck loose, but it gets shot down the ice. This time by Hartman.
Those hits still take their toll as the night goes on.
Michael Ferland has played a good game tonight. He's been very physical. Here's Brody. Right wing side and ahead to Versteeg, the former Blackhawk. He'll dump it in behind the net. Jarmelson gets there first, but can't get it out. Frolik will hold it in near quarter. Another former Hawk to Versteeg. Now back to the right point. Dougie Hamilton a drive. Bouncing puck loose in front, and Crawford covers it.
Hamilton fanned on it, but it goes to Frolik. Top of the crease, and he chipped it in front, and Crawford with a really alert play to gobble that up, or the Flames might have had a tap in as they're down to 30 seconds to go in this double minor chance.
2:14 to play in period number two here at United Center in Chicago, where it's the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 1. They'd love to score before the end of the second period. They'd love to take a two-goal lead for the first time this season, Lou.
They sure would.
A little bit of breathing room would be good. Face off to Crawford's left. Stajan loses that draw versus Taves. Puck picked up in behind the net by Seabrook. He fires it high off the glass and down the ice. Elliott out of his net will stop it and tee it up for Giordano. The captain fires it up the left wing side. Gaudreau quickly across the line ahead to Stajan, who shoots, and he's stopped by Crawford. What a nifty pass by Gaudreau to Stajan, who gets a good scoring chance.
Well, Johnny Gaudreau, and I've said it twice, so let's make it three, is Johnny Gaudreau tonight. Feels the game, making fantastic plays. What an entry there. Good lead pass out of the zone by Giordano on the tape of Gaudreau, who takes it in stride, has to back the defenders up at the line, slid it through the feet and defender's stick to Stajan, who had a quality opportunity.
The funny thing is, Johnny Gaudreau is so much better at home than he was on the road last season, and he's playing his best game of the season on the road tonight.
56 and 22 was the breakdown, home points to road, but it's not even close. This has been by far and away his best game.
Faceoff coming up to Crawford's right. Stajan loses that draw versus Kruger. Puck loose in front of the Blackhawks net. And Stajan takes down Kruger and plays it left point. Jokke Puck blast, and it bounces around like a pinball and goes wide to the near quarter. Now Roosevelt shovels it out in front to Keith. As the Blackhawks penalties, plural, have come to an end. Flames have still had a lot of success in the power play tonight, going 2-for-5. And thanks to those two PP goals, they've got a 2-1 lead here at United Center.
Here's where you want to manage the game, because the Hawks might get some momentum coming off of this double minor killed penalties.
And here's Mr. Momentum, Kane. Right point, Roosevelt, a weak shot. Bit of a knuckleball handled by Elliott. The important thing there, Lou, no rebound with three Blackhawks looking for one.
Yeah, and one of them was Patrick Kane, who has the lone goal after the Flames turned it over. And on the topic of saves, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames netminder this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for the details.
Well, right now, the Flames, the better of the two teams on the ice here at United Center in Chicago tonight. They are up 25-15 on the shot clock, and more importantly, 2-1 on the scoreboard. We'll see if they can hold on their lead or build on their lead versus the Blackhawks when we come back. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Being a member of the Sportsnet 960 Fan Club offers you, our fantastic listeners, great rewards just for doing what you do every day, tuning us in. Fan Club members use their points to get cool swag, fun adventures, amazing trips, and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that money just can't buy. Listen for The Secret Seat, your way to earn more points at 7:25 and 9:25 a.m., 1:25, 4:25, and 9:25 p.m. Monday to Friday. The Secret Seat, brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Call 403-248-3344 for takeout or delivery.
Follow Hockey Live on your supported phone and tablet with the official app of the NHL. Customize the NHL app to feature your favorite team and stay up to the moment with live home and away radio broadcasts, real-time game updates, in-game highlights, multitasking split view on select iPads, and much more. Plus, subscribe to NHL Premium and watch the final minutes of out-of-market games live. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Your team, your app. Download the NHL app today.
The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Minute 14 remains in the middle stanza. It is the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 1. Scoring for Calgary, Bennett gets his first on the power play. Monahan his third with a man advantage. Those two tallies sandwiching one by Kane, who gets his second even strength. Faceoff coming up to Elliott's left. Brian Elliott looking for his first win as a member of the Calgary Flames in a building where he had many wins playing for the St. Louis Blues, including some big ones in the first round of last season's Stanley Cup playoffs. What a series that was, Lou.
It was awesome.
Seven games, back and forth. Great hockey. Here's Panarin behind the Blackhawks net. Panarin circling, will drop it back to Kane, who crosses his blue line and gives it back to Panarin. Comes flying it up the right wing side. Panarin centers. Kane knocks it wide. That was a great chance to make it 2-2. The dynamic duo of Panarin and Kane come close. And now Backlund will lift it off the glass to the blue line. Not quite out, but Frolik will pick up the puck. He bounces it out. It hops right back in, and the Blackhawks are stuck offside.
This is where you really need to manage it. You've played too well not to go to the dressing room with a lead, and that dynamic duo almost changed it. That's outside of when the Flames turned it over that led to the Kane goal. For me, this is their second best chance, as Kane was able to beat Michael Backlund to the front of the net. Backlund tied him up just enough that he didn't get as good a shot from in tight as he would have liked.
A little bit less than 30 seconds to play in the second period. Flames get it in deep. It bounces out in front. Gaudreau to the backhand, to the forehand, and his pass to Monahan misses. And Hossa will clear it out to center ice. And here comes Taves in off the right wing boards. Blackhawks captain stops and drops right point. Seabrook a shot through some traffic. It's loose in front, and Panic can't get a hold of it. And now Hossa has it. Hossa back to Seabrook. Seabrook shot, pinballs around in front, and that'll do it for the first 40 minutes here at United Center in Chicago. And the Flames will head to the dressing room with a 2-1 lead in this game against the Blackhawks.
Well, so far, a lot of corrections have been made in all the right ways. They've played much better as a group. They've managed the puck far better than they have, especially in the last couple of games. Their power play is, I believe, officially 2 out of 5.
Yes.
And despite scoring on the first two, there were some nice chances in the last 3 tries as well. They've killed off the only Chicago power play. There's been a lot to like about 40 minutes.
And that's an important point, Lou, because frustration was leading to a lot of penalties against the Flames in recent games. As a matter of fact, they came into this contest averaging 13.2 penalty minutes per game, 5th most in the National Hockey League, but only one power play for the always dangerous Blackhawks so far tonight. And a successful Flames penalty kill powered by GSL GM City, your Cadillac Advantage dealership and home of Calgary's largest selection of new and pre-owned Cadillacs. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com. So a good penalty kill, a really good power play brought to you by Homes by Avi, the official builder of the Flames, and with it, well, the Flames build a 1-goal lead through 2 periods of play tonight. They score a couple of power play goals. Sam Bennett gets his first in the first. Sean Monahan gets his second, or make that third, in the second. And through 2 periods, it is the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 1. Pat Steinberg is standing by at Shanks on McLeod Trail South. He's going to host our second intermission, which is coming up next. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hola, amigos. It's Boomer saying, vaya con Dios, muchachos. By now, I think you've heard all about our big trip to Mexico coming up in November with New West Travel. Boomer and Warner, in the morning, Puerto Vallarta, 7-night all-inclusive stay at the Malia Puerto Vallarta. Sun, surf, sand, sun. I already said sun. November 20th to 27th, we'll be doing the show down by the beach, and you should go to newwesttravel.com and book your trip today. Round trip airfare, 7 nights, all inclusive. It's going to be great. By the way, one lucky fan club member? Oh yeah, you'll be joining us absolutely free. You got it. One member of the fan club is going to win a trip for 2 courtesy of New West Travel and Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Enter now. If you got a passport, if you're not a delinquent, you could be there having some cervezas per favor with us in Mexico in November. Book today at newwesttravel.com or enter to win at sportsnet.ca/960. Cha-cha-cha.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames led by 1 after 20 minutes. They lead by 1 after 40 minutes of play. 2-1 they lead in Chicago. As we welcome you back to Shanks on McLeod Trail South, Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time for the second period summary. Flames open the scoring in period number 1 on a power play thanks to Sam Bennett. His first of the season comes from Dougie Hamilton and Michael Ferland at 4:51. That power play goal snaps a 22 power play streak without a goal for the Flames and made it 1-0, which was the score after 20 minutes. minutes of play. Flames hadn't made a lot of mistakes in this game. Very strong defensively, very structured defensively. A mistake, though, early in the second period ends up costing them.
A giveaway by Engelin. Puck centered in front. Kane shoots and scores. Derek Engelin gave the puck away to Artem Anisimov, who found Patrick Kane, and his one-timer beats Brian Elliott, and we are tied at one.
And for Kane, he gets his second of the season. Anisimov draws the only assist, and that would tie this game at one. Comes at a buck 32 of the second period, 1-1 at that point. But the Hawks get into some penalty trouble in period number two, which a lot of times this season wouldn't be so dangerous because the Flames' power play had struggled. But the Hawks' penalty kill, not very good either. And the Flames, for the first time this season, able to score multiple power play goals in the same game.
Now Monahan, near side to Gaudreau, far side. Giordano a drive, bouncing puck, they score! Sean Monahan picks up the rebound and buries it. And from 0 for 22 to 2 for 2, the Flames score another power play goal and have a 2-1 lead.
And Sean Monahan would end up getting his third of the season. Troy Brower, Mark Giordano draw the assist at 6:52. So a couple of power play goals. The difference right now for Calgary as they're up by 1 after 40. Flames outshoot the Blackhawks 11-8 in that second period. Shots now 25-16 in favor of the Flames. Calgary 1 for 4 on the power play in the second. They got three more power play opportunities after that Monahan goal, but were unable to score on them. So the Flames now 2 for 5 with the man advantage tonight. No second period power plays for Chicago, and they remain 0-for-1 tonight. And the Flames lead 2-1 after 40 minutes of play. That's the second period summary. Stay with us during tonight's postgame show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for details. We've got your second intermission roundtable around the corner. Flames lead the Blackhawks 2-1 after 40. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey, the 80s called. They want their fireplace back.
Upgrade today with a heat and glow insert from Mr. Fireplace. It's everything you loved about your old fireplace without everything you hated. Smoke? Gone. Soot and constant maintenance? Gone. Stop by Mr. Fireplace for the line of heat and glow fireplace inserts. And for a limited time, Mr. Fireplace will throw in a free vent, a $335 value, and give you a $100 instant rebate. Mr. Fireplace, locally owned and operated, doing it right for 49 years.
Lanny, stop fidgeting. Why are you so excited?
I just learned the massive rebates at Eastside Dodge are continuing. That means you can still get a Ram 1500 for only $168 bi-weekly.
I thought you'd be excited about the start of hockey.
You're right. There's so much to do. Take out.
Lanny. Pick up. Lanny, calm down.
Visit EastsideDodge.com or call their hotline at 273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your score after 40 minutes of play, the Flames lead the Blackhawks 2-1 as we welcome you back to Shanks and McLeod Trail South. Pat Steinberg along with you here in the second intermission. Time to bring in the other two members of the Flames broadcast team, Derek Wills and Peter Labardius, for a second intermission roundtable. And gents, it doesn't happen very often. Something that we talk about in a pregame show or talk about all day ends up coming to fruition and we look smart, but it sure has today because everybody all day has been talking about this fun matchup of Calgary's power play, which was 30th in the league heading into tonight, against Chicago's penalty kill, which was 30th in the league heading into tonight. And Lou, so far so good, and the fact for the first time this season the Flames have multiple power play goals in a game, and that's the difference so far.
Yeah, it is the difference, and it's looked very good on all but one occasion of the five that they've had, and one's a little misleading because it was a double minor, but they've moved it really smartly, Pat. Johnny Gaudreau, even though he doesn't officially have a point, it goes to Troy Brower after Gaudreau made a wonderful cross-ice pass that Giordano teed up. It hit Brower, and then Monahan was left. I think, you know, when you look at this game and the power play is an area for your premier players to be successful, well, Johnny Gaudreau in many ways for me has really helped key the power play. That and their plan tonight has been executed really well. They had a plan. The coach talked about it today, and through 40 minutes, I think by and large, in all areas, they've executed it very well, and the power plays have been perfect evidence of that.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the pregame show, guys, Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up, and we said, and we've said it before, and we said it again, that if you're going to win in this league, your best players have to be your best players. And the Flames, 1-4-1 in their first six games of the season, were in that position because their best players weren't their best players often enough. But the guys we talked about, Gaudreau, for me, has been the most dynamic player on the ice for either team tonight. Monahan scored the go-ahead goal. Bennett scored the first goal of the game. Giordano assisted on the go-ahead goal. Brody skating much better and playing with much more confidence tonight. He's been really good. And Hamilton, he's got an assist and somehow has six hits. So he's been a lot better tonight. So, hey, the Flames' best players have been some of their best players. And what do you know? They got a lead in a hockey game.
For just the second time this season, in fact, they lead a game after 40 minutes of play. The only other game was Game 3 in Vancouver when they also led by one goal after 40 minutes of play. Guys, something that I, you know, the Blackhawks have had plenty of time in Calgary zone and they've, you know, gone to work on the cycle, so on and so forth. But by my count, the Flames have allowed the Blackhawks just five scoring chances against. And to me, it's been the structure in their game, the lack of mistakes. I know one mistake ends up in the back of their net, but Derek, the lack of those mistakes that we've seen so often through the first six games, a really strong defensive game plan tonight.
Absolutely. And Lou and I talked about it. I'm not sure if it was on the air or off the air, but I said, isn't this one of the more structured games we've seen so far this season? And Lou agreed with that. And you're right. The Flames playing a well-structured game tonight. And it's something, again, that we talked about in the pregame show. When things aren't going your way, sometimes you've got to get back to basics and keep it simple. And I think the Flames have done that. They've slowly but surely started to build a little confidence in this hockey game. And now guys who have to have confidence to be at their best are starting to look that way. So a good start to this hockey game. But as Lou said at the end of the first period, I'll say it at the end of the second, the only thing that worries you, you're up 25-16 on the shot clock, but only up 2-1 on the scoreboard. You know the Blackhawks are going to come out hard in the third period. Let's see if the Flames can find a way to hold on and win this one.
Pat, my take on what they've done so well, and I agree with both of you, obviously, and I've alluded to it a couple of times, is I've loved how physical they've been in their own zone. They've won some really important battles. And on top of that, they've managed the puck extremely well. Outside of the one cough up that ended up in the back of their net, they have made direct, smart plays, and when nothing else is there but get it out of the zone, it's been sent out of the zone.
Or when nothing else is there but get it in the zone, they've done that as well instead of trying to stick handle by five guys at the offensive blue line. And just to expand on your point about physicality, Lou, officially, the Flames are out hitting the Blackhawks 30-7. Now, unofficially, I'd say that's probably a little high, but I think you get the point. They've come out to play tonight.
And, you know, we just mentioned the Flames have got a lead after 40 minutes of play. Just the second time this season they've been able to do that. I'm curious as to what the game plan. I don't think the game plan changes dramatically heading into period number three. Again, they haven't allowed a whole lot, but the one danger, and Derek just said it, Lou, the one danger is they're only up by one. I mean, I've got them with a fairly I think we all have them with a fairly large edge in scoring chances right now. That would be your only worry against a pretty dangerous Hawks team that haven't looked overly dangerous through 40 minutes.
No, it's true. They, to me, have only really created, outside of the turnover that led to the Kane goal, Kane and Anisimov almost combined late in the period on a dangerous rush in the final minute. Outside of that, the Flames have contained the cycle game extremely well, and it's my number one worry, for sure. When you play this well and you're only one shot away from, you know, being back even, however, again, and I said it before the start of this game, what excites me is I know how a team has to play to be successful. And, you know, at the end of the night, if it doesn't work out, we're going to, you know, break it down again. But trust me, if there are a lot more periods like the two that we've seen so far, you know, that win column, it's going to start to look after itself too.
Yeah, it's more about the process than about the result, as hard as that is for people to swallow sometimes. I think they're on the right path based on what I've seen in two periods of hockey here tonight. The one thing that worries me a little bit, the Flames have one win in six tries this year. That win was at home, so they haven't won on the road yet. They're in a tough building here at United Center, playing against a Blackhawks team that can kill you in a matter of minutes, as they did in this building last year, scoring three times in about 3 minutes to erase a 1-0 deficit and take a 3-1 lead, and then they ran away with that game after that. So if you're the Flames, you got to keep doing what you were doing in the first two periods. You can't start playing prevent defense in the third, because these guys with their speed are going to kill you if you do.
Yeah, get pucks in and make life miserable, and that's what they've done against this Chicago group for two periods.
Hey, Patty, question for you.
Yeah.
The Blackhawks have been really the poster boys for playing a strong possession game in recent seasons, right? The Flames want to get there. They want to be that type of team moving forward. What do the possession numbers look like tonight?
Hawks have got a 57% edge right now, but a lot of block shots for Calgary. That's been effective, and again, it goes back to, you know, sometimes possession's great, but Flames have done a very nice job of not really letting that possession hurt them at all, because they've done a nice job of boxing out and limiting chances. So, yeah, Chicago's got the edge, but I think it's a little less meaningful tonight the way the Flames have played defensively through 40.
Good stuff.
Gentlemen, we will hook up with you in just a couple of seconds. When we come back, the out-of-town scoreboard. The Flames have got a 2-1 lead on Chicago after 40 minutes of play and 20 minutes to go to see if Calgary can earn their second win of the season. Out-of-town scoreboard next. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Being a member of the Sportsnet 960 Fan Club offers you, our fantastic listeners, great rewards just for doing what you do every day, tuning us in. Fan Club members use their points to get cool swag, fun adventures, amazing trips, and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that money just can't buy. Listen for The Secret Seat, your way to earn more points, at 7:25 and 9:25 a.m., 1:25, 4:25, and 9:25 p.m. Monday to Friday. The Secret Seat, brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Call 403-248-3344 for takeout or delivery.
Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
2-1 Flames over Chicago after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to Shanks and McLeod Trail South. Pat Steinberg along with you here in the second intermission. Now the out-of-town scoreboard for Reed Build Homes. Buy a home with no down payment through Reed Build Homes' bridge to home ownership. They'll get you started. Available now in Cochrane and Strathmore. Visit ReedBuildHomes.com for details. Final score from the NHL tonight. Just one other game on the NHL ice had the Montreal Canadiens improving to 5-0-1 with a 3-1 win over Philadelphia. And Monday Night Football is underway right now. Third quarter in Denver with the Broncos leading the Texans by a 14-9 score. The out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Buy a home with no down payment through Reed Build Homes' bridge to home ownership. They'll get you started. Available now in Cochrane and Strathmore. Visit ReedBuildHomes.com for details. The Flames lead by one after 40 minutes of play. Let's see if they can do what they need to do to come away from Chicago with a victory. Derek Wills, Peter Labardius standing by with third period play-by-play from the United Center next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Have high energy bills put your business in the penalty box? Direct Energy Business has been expertly serving Alberta and Ontario for over 12 years by developing custom energy strategies and competitive pricing that can help you reach your business goals and protect your bottom line. Take action and contact Direct Energy Business, and together you can shoot the lights out. Go to directenergybusiness.com or call 1-866-867-8167. That's 1-866-867-8167. Now, let's get back to the game.
This is the home of the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues. It's third period play-by-play with the voice of the Flames, Derek Wills, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome back to United Center in Chicago, where the Flames are looking for their first away win of the 2016-27 season. And the first win here in Chicago since they did it a couple of years ago in dramatic fashion. Michael Backlund scoring the overtime winner in a 2-1 victory over the Blackhawks at a night where the Flames didn't deserve to pick up a point, let alone two. Tonight, a much different story, Peter Labardius.
Yeah, much different. They've been the better team through two periods. They've been physical, played a very direct game, to quote the coach. They've had a plan, and to this point, it's been executed very well.
Flames up 25-16 on the shot clock. 2-1 on the scoreboard to start the third period. In this final frame of regulation time, the Flames with their road white jerseys on will move from left to right in your radios. The Blackhawks with their home reds from right to left, as he's done all night. Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews wins the opening faceoff of the third period versus the Flames' Michael Backlund, and we are underway. Puck into the Flames zone for Olika, lifted off the glass, sand out to center. A bounce to the Blackhawks' blue line. Campbell picks it up, crosses the red line, and now the Flames' blue line dumps it in and gives chase. He'll poke it in behind the net to Toews. Toews being watched by Brody and Engelin. Spins away from Engelin. Walks into the near quarter and drops to Panarin. Panarin in the near circle. Back to the blue line. Keith, a shot, and he hammers it wide. And now here's Toews. Centering, but his pass is intercepted by Frolik, who can't clear it out. Keith holds it in right point. Walks up the far boards into the quarter. Bounces it behind the net. Panic. Getting it to Toews. Brody wrestles him off the puck from one knee. Knocks it up the near side to Frolik. And he'll rim it around to the far boards to Boma, who has some time and space. And will flip it out to center ice. Pick it up himself. And now move it right wing boards to Frolik. Frolik trying to cut out in front. Gets cut off by Keith. Puck comes free and is covered by Crawford.
And the best part of that, a tough shift. But the Flames able to stay again within their structure, get out of trouble, and Frolik drives the net. They needed a change there, Derek, so that play by Frolik and the forced faceoff allows them to do just that.
Faceoff coming up to Crawford's left. Bennett, who did leave the game for a little while in the second period, back out there in the third, loses the faceoff versus Kruger. Seabrook will pick it up and fire it up the far boards. His pass intended for Anisimov is intercepted by Giordano. The puck's back to the Blackhawks' blue line. Jarmelson, right wing side to Panarin. He spins and shoots it in. Kane chasing after it. Bumps Weidman off the puck. They're going to fight for it in the near quarter. Weidman does a good job containing Kane, though, as Bennett will knock the puck up the near boards. Giordano trying to pitchfork it out. Can't. Seabrook with a slap shot tipped just wide of the net by Anisimov. Now it's loose near boards. Bennett trying to clear it out. Can't again. Kane keeps it in left point. Taps the puck to Panarin. Panarin stick checks smartly by Brouwer. The former Blackhawk will pick it up and fire a pass ahead to Bennett. And now Bennett drops it back to Weidman. And the Flames need a change, so Weidman just crosses center and shoots it in. And they'll make that line change they were looking for.
Boy, that's a veteran play by Brouwer with a team under duress, as they have been early in this period.
Osa blows by Hamilton, centers it in front. Elliott with a right pad save. Rebound! And now he makes a spectacular save coming across the crease. Wow!
Marian Hossa walked around Dougie Hamilton, centered it in front. Then Panarin whacked at it, and Jyrki Joukkopaka saved the day along with Elliott. Because if that doesn't go off Jokopaka's skate, it's going in the net. But Joukkopaka got enough of the blade on it to keep it 2-1.
First the right pad save, and then the left pad stop by Elliott, who's been solid tonight. Here comes Gaudreau now. Gaudreau gets by Campbell. Gaudreau in to the backhand stop. Loose puck, and it bounces wide of the Blackhawks' net, which is then knocked off its moorings.
Wow, what a move by Gaudreau. He gets a tap from Derek Englund. He danced around the 37-year-old veteran Brian Campbell, who's back for another call of duty here. And what shocked me, Derek, is after the save, how unlucky the Flames were, or how lucky the Hawks were, that the puck didn't go off Campbell's skate into the open side of the net.
Face off to Crawford's left. Monahan will take the draw versus Kruger. Kruger wins it. Jarmelson will play it into the far quarter. Seabrook throws it up the middle of the ice and out to center. Kruger pulled off the puck by Monahan. Battling with Monahan, gets it back and knocks it ahead. And now it's flipped in by 2-2. 2-2 trying to feed it in front, gets it back. Tries another centering pass, which is intercepted by Monahan, and he'll speed out to center. Monahan trying to give it to Gaudreau, but the Flames end up going offside on the play.
Expected a push from the Blackhawks, and we've seen that somewhat already in the first 2:43. Fan shop at Safeway and Sobeys. Listen to future Flames broadcasts here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. You could win an all-inclusive trip for two to Mexico, courtesy of Grand Palladium Resorts and Spas and redtag.ca. That's where Canada shops. For great travel deals, shop at Safeway and Sobeys. You could be our next lucky winner.
The encouraging thing is the Blackhawks are pushing and the Flames are pushing back, right?
Very important.
Puck loose at the Flames' blue line. Hamilton will grab it, bank it off the end boards to Joakim Paakka. From the far corner, feeds it ahead to Freddie Hamilton, and he'll chip it out to center ice. Grabbing it there is Mott. He'll drop it back to Keith. He swings it up the right wing side, rolls the ball. Out to center ice ahead of the captain, Taves, who can't get it in. Freddie Hamilton keeps it out, crosses the red line, moves it ahead, and just misses Stajan. Crawford wanders out of his net, gives it to Roosevelt in the corner. He gets hit by Freddie Hamilton, who's having a good shift. Puck comes free, far board, Stajan. Can't keep it in, though, as it ends up squirting out to center. Dougie Hamilton now skates it in. Tries a shot, a weak one, knocked down by Roosevelt on the doorstep. Roosevelt now hit along the near boards by Freddie Hamilton. Still makes a good pass to Taves, who crosses the center. Can't get across the Flames line as Dougie Hamilton pushes the puck down the ice again. Flames and Blackhawks both making changes as we approach the four-minute mark of the third period. Rink-wide pass from Campbell ends up bouncing off Brody's stick and out of play. It's still the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 1 here at United Center in Chicago.
How much might we see Taves and Kane in this third period? Patrick Kane has averaged over 23 minutes this season. Two games ago against Columbus, he played over 28-48.
Didn't have a point in that 3-2 loss to the Blue Jackets, which is hard to believe.
And on Saturday in the comeback win against Toronto, both Taves and Kane played over 25 minutes apiece. They're in the 13-plus range so far heading into this period.
Blackhawks have had to let so many guys go because of the salary cap. They have to lean on those $10 million-plus players more. Puck centered in front. Here's a backhand. They score. Artem Anisimov redirects it by Brian Elliott. And this game is tied at 2.
I think TJ Brody accidentally put this in his own net, tried to take away the cross-crease pass, and tipped it through the legs of Brian Elliott. As Campbell centered it, and that's exactly what happened.
Right.
Pass intended. Brody in good position. Stick not at the best of angles. And we're tied at 2.
Yeah, never made it to Anisimov. Bad bounce for Brody, Elliott, and for the Flames as the Blackhawks draw even. Here's Weidman up the left wing side of Versteeg. From the red line, fires it just into the Blackhawks zone. It hits the linesman. It comes back out. Here comes Rasmussen across the Flames' blue line. Leaves it left wing boards for Kruger. Shovels it in behind the net. Versteeg hits Rasmussen. Puck comes free. Kruger attempts a shot. Can't get it through. Roosevelt holds it in and moves it in behind the net. Rasmussen trying to center. Ends up bouncing top of the near circle. Keith to Kruger with a shot. Elliott the save. Rasmussen jamming away. And Elliott keeps the puck out.
Well, the surge continues. Blackhawks do a really nice job of moving it high to low, low to high, and getting pucks on net with some traffic. And good, strong right pad that time of Brian Elliott. The only reason that the Hawks have not moved in to the lead for the first time. This is a stretch where the Flames really need to kind of clamp down and do whatever they need to do to turn the tide or at least stop this momentum.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. Bit of a scramble draw, but Joakim Paakka will pick up the puck and tap it ahead to Ferland at center. And he'll lift it up in the air and in. Here's the game tying goal.
Brian Campbell. Unassisted at 4-12.
And we are tied at 2. Here's Stajan behind the Blackhawks' net. Gets away from Roosevelt. Leaves it in the far corner for Ferland, who's had a good night. Ferland to Freddie Hamilton with a shot. Crawford the save. Loose puck. Crawford finally finds it.
Well, a really nice pushback shift right after I addressed the fact that the Flames had to settle things down. That's what that line of Stajan and Hamilton and Ferland did, and they were unlucky. Stajan beat Duncan Keith to a puck behind the net. Played it in front. Puck went off a bunch of skates. Freddie Hamilton had a chance. He ends up directing it wide the first time, and then Crawford really didn't give him any room as he attempted to stay with it on the doorstep.
Faceoff to Crawford's right. Monahan will take the draw versus Taves. Monahan wins it. Left point for Giordano, who falls him from his knees will lift it over the glass and into a row five or so here at United Center. With 14:45 to play in the third period, the Flames and the Blackhawks are tied at two.
Brian Campbell signing a deal after all those years and all that money, too, in Florida with the Panthers. His wife is from here, and he has his first NHL goal in his last 25 games.
Face off to Crawford's right. Taves wins the draw versus Monahan. But the Flames, Gaudreau steals the puck. Gaudreau spinning near half boards, moves it in front to Monahan, who kicks it ahead to his stick and shoots and just misses on the short side. Puck in behind the Blackhawks net, scooped up by Seabrook. Moves it right wing side. And Panik will tap it ahead to Taves, who crosses the red line, returns the puck to Panik, right wing boards. Panik lifts it up in the air, and the puck will drop in the far quarter, where it's scooped up by Mott. Mott has his pocket picked by Monahan, though. Now Chiasson spins away from a couple of the forecheckers and chips it off the boards ahead to Monahan. It crosses the red line, and now the Blackhawks' blue line and plays the right wing boards to Gaudreau. Gaudreau, though, pushed off the puck and out of the zone by Mott. We'll dump it back in. Both teams start making line changes now.
What a smart play by Chiasson to turn away from pressure and start that breakout out of his own zone, and it led to a potential odd man rush.
Here comes Panarin. Right wing boards to Kane. Good stick by Bowman to knock the pass away from him. Panarin can't keep it in as it's scooped up by Frolik at center ice. He'll flip it into the Blackhawks zone. Campbell will corral it. The guy with the game-tying goal skates up the left wing side and taps it to Panarin. Panarin races to the red line and lifts it up in the air and into the far corner from there. But the Blackhawks are offside of the Flames' blue line. And on that whistle, we'll take a timeout with 13 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in regulation time. Bennett, Kane, Monahan, and Campbell have scored in that order, and the Flames and the Blackhawks are tied at two. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary's most notorious dealer has a reputation for using office stationery.
Johnny, put down the letter opener.
Don't tell me what to do with my letter opener.
You're making a big mistake.
Bring him over.
John Ostrom uses his letter opener to sharpen pencils.
Okay, Johnny, here are your pencils. You got to go away from your body. Away from your body.
I know that. I've sharpened pencils on a 2017 Kia Forte. I won't be beat.
John Ostrom is the dealer now with the sharp pencils at Kia City in the Calgary Auto Mall.
Boomer, Brett Warner, and Ryan Pinder are live on location on Thursday. They go from the ensuite at 224 61st Avenue Southeast. It's the MCO tent sale. It goes 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, Friday 6 to 6, and Saturday, October 29th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. $300,000 worth of product to be sold. Barbecue goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. MCO, Canada's oldest plumbing warehouse. They partner with leading-edge manufacturers, big names like Delta, Kohler, Moen, Ream, and more. All items sold below cost to make room for new inventory. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio. Streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to Kids for Calgary. Go to ShaneHolmes.com for the details. And on the topic of saves of the game, I have a feeling in order for the Flames to leave this building with a W tonight, this might be Brian Elliott's most important time.
Here comes Kane up the right wing boards. Kane. It's stuck between Brody and Versteeg. Puck pops free, and Engelid will grab it in behind the Flames net, but he can't get it out. Anisimov holds it in for the Blackhawks left point. Rims it around to the far side to Kane. Kane trying to play the puck to Panarin, but it pops by him, and now Bennett takes over behind his net. Bennett fires it up the far boards. Kane can't keep it in. It ends up sliding back to Campbell in Blackhawks territory. Campbell backing up with Brower in hot pursuit. Takes a hit from Brower as he leaves the puck in behind the net for Keith. Keith, left wing side to Kane, with some time and space, races over the red line, and now the Flames' blue line. Kane with a shot off the leg of Engelin and wide of the net, and now Gaudreau's got it. Gaudreau will carry it across center. Gaudreau, trying to dangle by Seabrook, loses the puck in the process, and will chase it in behind the Blackhawks' net. Monahan in there is able to knock it loose, but Keith will pick it up along the near boards and fire it down the ice, and this should be an icing call, and it will be on the Blackhawks, with now 12:32 to play in period number three, and the Flames and the Blackhawks tied at two.
Well, Duncan Keith saw an opportunity at Patrick Kane streaking down the right wing side and just missed him at center after Moore magic attempts by Johnny Gaudreau, who had Seabrook in a bad spot and nearly beat him to the front of the net.
Face off to Crawford's left. Monahan wins that draw versus Anisimov, but a good stick by Panarin, who swats the puck down the ice. Here's Giordano ahead to Gaudreau, who dives to accept the pass. Gaudreau backhand, Crawford the save, and he holds on. It looked like Gaudreau might beat him five-hole there.
Crawford didn't make that look routine at all, did he? It got caught up in the middle of his pads instead of what a goalie would normally do on that kind of backhand effort, and that would be to steer it into the far corner. It almost snuck right through the wickets, and Johnny Gaudreau would deserve it. He doesn't have a point in the game, but he's been the Flames, I would suggest, best player.
I would agree. Face off to Crawford's left. Monahan wins the draw cleanly right point to Weidman. Weidman near side. Gaudreau, a quick sharp angle shot off the outside of the net. Puck slapped up the near side and out to center ice. Weidman goes far boards over to Giordano, who takes a hit from 2-2 as he dumps the puck in. Crawford out of his net, being hounded by Gaudreau. And now Monahan's in there on the forecheck, but they can't come up with it as Krueger will clear it down the ice. Blackhawks a little back on their heels right now. The Flames forecheck giving them some issues, Lou.
You know who I've really liked for the Flames in this game? Alex Chiasson. He has done a lot of little things that make a big difference. On the forecheck, he's made some excellent exit decisions in his own zone, like the one earlier this period. I'm guessing he's grading fairly well in this game.
Bennett wins a faceoff to Crawford's left, but apparently does so illegally. They're going to do it again. Bennett versus Krueger for this draw. A little bit less than 12 minutes to play in the third period. 2-2 the score here in the Windy City tonight. Blackhawks win the faceoff. 2-2 will clear it out to center. Hamilton picks it up at the Flames' blue line. Makes a good pass to Bennett, who drops to Versteeg. Versteeg with a shot, but it's off Jermelson's stick, and it sails into the netting.
No rest for the wicket as far as the Flames on this very difficult trip through the U.S. Midwest. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, which is not Anaheim, but lately for the Flames it's not been a lot of fun. Mr. Fireplace Flames warm-up comes up at 5. Mr. Wills and I will have the call just after 6.
Yeah, St. Louis is not Anaheim in more ways than one.
You have an excellent point. Excellent.
Puck is loose at the Flames' blue line. Mott picks it up, steps in, tries a shot, but a good block by Hamilton. Puck in the near quarter, grabbed by Dougie Hamilton. He gets there before Jonathan Toews and now shoots it down the ice. This will be an icing call on the Flames, though.
Flames just got a good break of their own from the official because that puck was going to end up right back on Duncan Keith's stick at the left point, but it hit the linesman and still leads to an icing, but it might have led directly to a scoring chance.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. Brower, the former Blackhawk, will take the draw versus Toews. And Brower wins it, but the Blackhawks keep it in. Here's Keith left point. Into the corner, Panic trying to center. Mott, with a one-time try, fans on it. And the puck goes by him and down the ice.
Excellent read by Versteeg, who got his stick in the way and poked it out.
Here comes Keith. Slides the left wing boards. Toews gets across the Flames' blue line. Tries to weave his way to the net. Gets forced off into the far quarter by Brody. Now he plays it down low to Panic. And he overskates the puck. Engelin moves it right wing side to Freddie Hamilton, who goes rink wide to Michael Ferland. Ferland gets by Brent Seabrook. Catches up to it behind the Blackhawks' net. And knocks it free for Chris Versteeg. Flames, though, can't come up with the puck in the forecheck. Mott leaves it near corner for Campbell. As Seabrook takes down Freddie Hamilton. Both guys kind of lost their footing there. Campbell comes in up the left wing side, centers it in front. Elliott sticks that puck away to the far boards. Freddie Hamilton trying to clear it out, can't, but now Brody's going to grab it and knock it in behind the net to Engelin near quarter, and he'll lift it off the glass and down the ice. No icing call on the play, so the Flames manage to make a wholesale line change as we inch closer to the 10-minute mark of the third period here in Chicago. The Blackhawks and the Flames are tied at 2. Here comes Schmaltz in. Slides it up to the near side. Hartman feeding it in front, but nobody's there for the Blackhawks. And now Frolik will clear the Flames zone to center. Boom after the bouncing puck. Can't come up with it. Heath takes over for the home team and backhands it off the far boards and out to center ice ahead to Hartman. Hartman dropping to Hossa. Boma with a good back check prevents him from getting to the puck. And now it's taken in the near quarter by Schmaltz. Goes left point to Keith. Keith, a shot. It bounces in on Elliott, and he fights it off. Now Hossa has it behind the Flames' net. Giordano working on him. will force him into the far corner. Hose up, goes right point, and now Roosevelt shovels it in behind the net to Hartman. Hartman, stick check by Frolik, still knocks the puck to Schmaltz, whose pass to the blue line ends up coming across the line, and the Blackhawks are offside. 9:32 to play in period number three. The Flames have had two leads tonight. 1-0 and 2-1. But the Blackhawks have battled back both times, and right now we are tied at two. We've got the Reed Build Homes out-of-town scoreboard for you, and more of the third period when we come back. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The big show salute to live Canadian stand-up comedy at the Comedy Cave is on Monday, November 7th. Tickets are free. Doors at 6. Full dinner buffet. Roast beef, pork tenderloin, teriyaki chicken, pasta, dessert, salads, and more. Drinks will be served too. Show starts at 7:30. Featuring Trent McClellan, Dave Nystrom, and your host, Matt Foster. Tickets are free, but must be picked up in advance at the Comedy Cave between the hours of noon and 2 on Tuesday, October 25th at 9206 McLeod Trail South. Limit of 4 per person. Get your free tickets to the Big Show Salute to Live Canadian Stand-Up Comedy at the Comedy Cave. Tuesday, noon to 2. Tickets will go fast and it's totally free. Monday, November 7th. The Big Show Salute to Live Canadian Stand-Up Comedy. Get your free tickets on Tuesday.
The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
9:32 to play in period number three at a United Center in Chicago. Well, the Flames on power play goals by Sam Bennett, his first, and Sean Monahan, his third. Had a 1-0 and a 2-1 leads, but on tallies by Patrick Kane, his second, and Brian Campbell, his first. The Blackhawks tying the game at 1 and then at 2, and that's where we are at. Special teams have been a big part of tonight's hockey game. The Flames 2-for-5 on the power play, brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames, and 1-for-1, so they've been disciplined, but 1-for-1 on the penalty kill, powered by GSL GM City, their Cadillac Advantage dealership and home of Calgary's largest selection of new and pre-owned Cadillacs. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com. Only a couple of games to get to on the Rebuild Homes Out of Town scoreboard, and we'll do that next stoppage in play. Puck is chipped in behind the Blackhawks net. Seabrook grabs it but can't clear it. Giordano, a pass to Chiasson. Chiasson walks to the near boards, slides it into the corner. His pass doesn't get to Gaudreau though, but it does bounce free for Monahan. Monahan trying to get it in deep. Does. He knocks it in behind the net to Gaudreau. Gaudreau centers. Chiasson can't get a shot off. Jarmelson ties him up, and now Panarin will skate it out to center. Panarin crosses the red line and dumps it in. Puck will ricochet up the near side to Anisimov. Anisimov gives it away to Gaudreau, though, who kicks it back to Chiasson, and he'll skate it out to center. Chiasson at the Blackhawks' blue line bounces it in. Panarin's going to pick it up and then back it up for Campbell as both teams change. Campbell doing a figure eight in his own zone, trying to get away from the forechecking Bennett. Campbell ahead to Taves. He crosses the red line. Now the Flames' blue line. Taves and up the left wing side. Pulled off the puck by Hamilton. And now Hamilton will backhand it up the boards. Not out. Campbell keeps it in. Campbell to Panic with a shot. That may have gone off the top of the crossbar. I heard a bit of a ping.
I thought I did too, even though necessarily looked like it was headed in that direction.
Lou, sorry, I didn't give you time
during
the commercial break. We go now to the Rebuild Homes Out of Town scoreboard.
Yes, one completed game in the NHL and only one other one being played in Montreal. Alex Radulov, Shea Weber, a goal and an assist each in a 3-1 Montreal win over Philadelphia in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter in Denver in the NFL Monday Nighter. Denver 21, Houston 9.
I see our friend Pine Box hammered the final nail in the Flyers' coffin in that one.
Brendan Gallagher
gets the game-winning goal. Face-off to Elliott's left. Stajan wins the draw. Blackhawks steal the puck. Centering pass in front from Panic doesn't work. And then he asks the referee for a penalty, but doesn't get one. Here comes Ferland in now. Ferland knocked off the puck nicely by Campbell. Ferland after it on the forecheck now. Stajan in there as well, but it's picked up on the near quarter by Campbell, who lifts it up in the air and out to center ice. Mott will glove it down and dump it in as both teams change and as we get to the 12-minute mark of the third period of this 2-2 hockey game. Freddie Hamilton fires it in for the Flames. Bennett chasing for Stieg 2, and he'll pick it up and play it in behind the Blackhawks net. Bennett can't come up with it there, though, as Roosevelt takes over and skips it off a couple of sticks and into Flames territory. Here's 2-2. Out in front, Rasmus in the redirection. Kicked away by Elliott. And now Versteeg will bounce it off the boards to the Blackhawks' blue line. Bennett can't quite catch up to it, though. Here's 2-2 again. Buddy has his pocket pick
Nice work there by Brower off the bench.
Really good play again. He's made several fine defensive plays in this game.
Dougie Hamilton dumps it in. The Flames will make a wholesale change and chase the pocket of the Blackhawks zone. Frolik in there after it. Versteeg too. A couple of the former Hawks can't come up with it. As Giordano's going to pick it up at his own blue line and skip it down the ice. Rolls right in on Crawford, who stops it and drops it. And Jarmelson will send it out to center ahead to Hossa. His pass misses Hartman, though. Weidman intercepts. He'll send the puck out to center ice. Hossa grabs it again. Comes racing it up the right wing side. Tries a shot. Good glove save by Elliott.
Yeah, Hossa moved from the right side to the middle of the ice and used Giordano as a screen and then tried to find the short side, glove side in this case, on Elliott. And Elliott read it well and made a nice save.
Marian Hossa, 14-time 20-goal scorer and 8-time 30-goal scorer. Also a 3-time 40-goal scorer. Had a career-low 13 goals in 64 games last season, but as we mentioned earlier, the 44th player in NHL history and the third Slovak to score 500 in his NHL career. And it's interesting, Lou, the other two Slovakian players to do it both did it wearing a Blackhawks jersey.
Hossa with 1,093 career points, including those 500 goals.
The first guy to do it. Well, his number 21 hangs from the rafters here at United Center, Stan Mikita.
Yes.
The great defenseman.
Oh, great centerman.
Oh, yeah, centerman. What am I thinking about?
All right. I'm older than you.
Defensemen don't score 500 goals, Derek.
Well, Bobby Orr might have, and he stayed healthy.
Yeah, definitely would have. Puck bounces out to the neutral zone, picked up there by Weidman, who will work it in behind the Blackhawks net. Both teams making rapid line changes. There's been a fast pace to this game, so that's important as we get into the final 6.5 minutes of the third period. Here's Modin behind the Flames net. Has it knocked off his stick. Now Weidman has his stick lifted, and the puck stolen by Mott. Trying a wraparound, Taves can't get a shot off. Nice work by Giordano, the captain of the Calgary team, to cut off the captain of the Chicago Crew. Now Gaudreau's got it. He sends it out to center to Monahan. He crosses the red line, and now the Blackhawks' blue line. Can't get around Roosevelt, though. Roosevelt will leave it in behind the net for Jarmelson. Bounces it near boards, not out. Hamilton holds it in right point, and then just gives it right back to Roosevelt, who sends it out to center to Panic. Panic moves the puck to Mott. Mott off the right wing side to Taves, who has it whacked away by Joki Paakka again. A couple of good sticks there by Jyrki Joki Paakka as the Flames clear the puck down the ice.
He's been pretty solid at number three. 2 assists in his last 2 games. Not that you worry much about that with how he plays.
Here's Jarmelson. Off the right wing boards, he gets turned back by Freddie Hamilton. Jarmelson just regrouping here. We'll start the breakout over again. He fires it out to center. Hamilton, though, will backhand it ahead to Ferland. He comes up the right wing side and shoots off the goalpost. Michael Ferland beats Corey Crawford and rings it right off the iron to his left. Now it hops out in front of the Blackhawks net. Jarmelson will grab it and clear it out. Now Kane ahead to Anisima, but again a good stick by Joki Paakka.
Yeah, really good gap and good stick is Ferland. I've loved this number 4 line, if you want to call them that. Best in the third period for sure. Ferland races in on his off wing and hits where the crossbar and the post meet. Ferland already with a couple of goals this season. He scored only 4 all of last.
He's really starting to pick up some momentum for the Flames. Back to the left point. Keith keeps it in. Goes right point to Campbell, who whacks it into the corner. Rasmussen slides it near half boards to Panarin. Panarin will stick handle back to the blue line. Feed it in front. Campbell sneaking in. Can't get a shot off. Now he tries centering. Pass off the back of the Flames net. Now he centers. Keith, a one-timer, blocked on the doorstep. Ferland got away that one.
Yeah, Michael, you're well on your way to winning hardest working Flame. Your block might have just saved this game.
Maybe.
Flames need a change. They might have to call a timeout here, Derek. That defensive pairing is absolutely gas. Look at Matt Stajan.
Oh, what a veteran move there.
That's a veteran move indeed. And even after he does this, I'm calling time, I think.
Stajan goes to the bench to get a new stick. Probably didn't need one, but buying his team some extra seconds here. And yes, good call, Lou. And good call, Glenn Gullitson. The Flames bench boss does call a timeout. You can't roll the dice in a 2-2 hockey game with a tired team on the ice and a faceoff in the defensive zone.
Especially that defensive pairing. They're gassed. So I don't really think there was much of an option other than to make that call in this case.
Do you think Matt Stajan went to the bench and told Glenn Gulletson, listen, we need a timeout here?
Might have. I do know one thing. That's what a good veteran who understands the situation does, because he tried his best to potentially save his team from taking one.
Speaking of wily old veterans, how about Brian Elliott fiddling with his blocker and his trapper right now? Every second counts.
Experience matters, and those people know better. What experience teaches you is to how to manage tough situations.
Faceoff to Elliott's right. Freddie Hamilton versus Anisimov. Hamilton wins it. That's a big defensive zone draw win for the Flames, who clear the puck down the ice and make that line change they were looking for. Keith will start from behind his net. Slides it up the left wing boards to Kane, who cuts across his blue line and now the red line and moves it right wing side to Panarin. Panarin pickpocketed by Brody, though. Brody trying to get it out, can't. Kane able to keep it in. Now Brody will kick it up the boards to Versteeg, and he sends it out to center ice. Boy, TJ Brody has been so much better tonight, Lou.
Oh, he sure has.
Here comes Kane again. Kane, left wing side to Panarin, but the Blackhawks are offside of the Flames' blue line, and we will take a timeout. Our final one tonight. What a game it's been here at United Center in Chicago. And we'll finish it off when we come back. It's the Flames 2 and the Blackhawks 2 on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This has been the best week of my life. It started off a little rough. I pulled something in my shoulder. But since then, the kids have shoveled the snow, my to-do list is completely non-existent, and I've been able to lie here and watch every single game. I'm in heaven. The only question now is, when do I tell them that I've already seen my chiropractor? Feel better, move better, live better. With help from your chiropractor, visit albertachiro.com.
The Big Show will be hitting the road live on location at Road Sport Auto Credit. Coming up on Thursday, our afternoon guys head to Road Sport Auto Credit and their superstore at 1323 McKnight Boulevard Northeast. Flames, NFL, Stampeders World Series. Road Sport Auto Credit. Auto loans for good people with bad credit. Guaranteed credit approval in 2 minutes with two pay stubs and $29 down. No matter what your credit score or history is, your job is your credit. The Big Show live at Road Sport Auto Credit on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey, it's Boomer here again for GSL, GM City, your Cadillac Advantage dealership and home of Calgary's largest selection of new and pre-owned Cadillacs. Check out GSL GM City's entire Cadillac lineup in the showroom and online. GSL GM City offers lease and finance rates from 0.9%, plus save thousands in cash credits. Visit GSL GM City today, 1720 Bow Trail Southwest, or GSLGMCity.com.
GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow.
The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A little bit less than 4 minutes to play in the third period here at United Center in Chicago. Well, the Flames have had 1-0 and 2-1 leads, but the Blackhawks have battled back to tie this contest both times, and we are tied at 2. Here's Engelund behind his net, spinning. Going to get to Brody in the near quarter. He'll bank it off the boards to Brower, who sends it out to center to Versteeg. He comes it up the right wing side, loses the puck, finds it again in the near quarter, and now Campbell takes it away from him. Flames steal it back, Bennett to Brower with a shot, blocked by Campbell in front. Boy, Versteeg just couldn't control that bouncing puck, Lou. Had he been able to, might have been a 2-1-1 for the Flames.
It would have been, with Bennett driving the net on the left side of the ice.
Puck is shot into the Blackhawks zone, both teams changing as Campbell retrieves it. Comes up the middle of the ice, across his blue line to the red line, and rifles the puck into the far corner. It'll ricochet up the near side. Hossa and Taves in after it. Taves will grab it and drop it to Hossa. He barges in front, but can't get a shot off. Good stick by Giordano to knock it away from Hossa. Here's Taves, right point to Seabrook with a shot well wide of the Flames net. Now Paddock will pick it up in the near quarter, but he gives it away to Weidman. Weidman lifts it off the glass, can't get it out. Hossa, backhand stop, rebound to Paddock, and Elliott makes the save.
And Richard Ponick looking for a hooking infraction. Dennis Weidman couldn't get the puck out on the right wing side of the ice. Then lost his stick, which didn't help anything. The Blackhawks got the puck to the net. And Giordano, with about as close to a hook as you can get away with, prevents Ponick from a quality opportunity.
Officials letting these two teams play. 2-2 hockey game in less than 3 minutes left.
Which, considering the Flames have five power plays to the Blackhawks one, surprises me a little bit.
Timing is everything, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No power plays or penalty kills in the third period. Puck picked up, lifted up in the air, and out by Schmaltz. It's loose in the neutral zone. Berlique will glove it down, and now lift it off the glass, sent ahead to Backlund. Puck hopping around on him a bit. What if the ice is bad? Puck seems to be bouncing a lot. Got a five-man fight for the puck in the near quarter now. Bounces by Frolique and right to Kruger. He skates it up the left wing side and slides it ahead to Schmaltz. Schmaltz spins far half-boards, allowing the Blackhawks to complete a line change. Throws it in behind the Flames' net. Kruger in there battling for it. Knocks it free, but his pass to Hartman is whacked away by Brody. But Anisimov comes off the bench to pick it up, gives it up. Backman will move it far-boards to Boma, and he rolls the puck down the ice. Flames changing now. Here comes Jermelson across center. He'll rifle the puck in from there. Ricochets up the far boards. Panarin misses it, but Kane doesn't. Kane behind the net to Panarin near quarter. Now that point to Jermelson. Jermelson will lift it off the glass and in behind the Flames net. Anisimov taken down by Weidman. Still fighting for the puck on his knees. Anisimov doing a good job holding it in. It finally comes free and is knocked up the near side to Gaudreau, who lifts it high off the glass. Chase on racing after it in a foot race with Jermelson, but Jermelson beats him to the puck, and we've got an icing call on the Flames with now a minute 18 remaining in the third period, and this game tied at 2.
And the Flames don't have their timeout left. They had to use that about 3 minutes ago, as they would love nothing better than to make sure that they leave here with at least one.
Face off to Elliott's right. Monahan will take the draw versus Anisimov, and he wins it. Weidman will bank it off the end boards to Brody, who plays it far side to Gaudreau, and he'll lob it up in the air and softly into Blackhawks territory. Good draw weight to seal a curling turn there as Johnny Gaudreau avoids the icing call, and the Flames make a line change. Little plays like that are very important late in a 2-2 game.
Sure are.
Here's Jermelson, far side to Seabrook, and now near side to Panarin. He gets pushed off the puck by Brouwer. Brouwer steals it and now drops it off to Bennett. Bennett flips it out in front for Stieg with a weak backhand shot wide of the Blackhawks net. Here's Bennett, right point. Weidman a drive and a diving block by Anisimov. Here comes Kane across center now. Stick handles it up the right wing boards. Stops, drops. Keith spins away from Versteeg, bobbles it, gets it back, and plays it right point to Campbell. Campbell, a slap pass, redirected wide by Kane. Here's Panarin now, and he has it knocked away by one of, maybe both of, Brouwer and Versteeg, the former Blackhawks, clear it down the ice. Both teams changing with now 15 seconds left. Here comes Campbell to center, ahead to Taves. The Blackhawks captain, though, with one too many moves at the Flames' blue line, and Hossa goes offside.
Ryan Campbell, who tied the game earlier in the period on a fortuitous bounce where he tried to go across the crease to a wide open or somewhat open Anisimov, not open enough because T.J. Brody got a stick on it and redirected it home.
Flames 12.5 seconds away from picking up at least a point tonight. Pace off outside their blue line, won by Taves. Brody will pick it up in his own end, but he can't get it out. Taves holds it in, gives it to Hossa, shoots, he stops, rebound, what a save by Elliott! He just stole the game-winning goal from Panic as time runs out. Wow!
That's not the Shane Holmes save of the game. That's the Shane Holmes save of the season. An absolutely brilliant right toe save off of Panic, who would have won the game with about 1 second left.
As I look up to my left, I see Flames goaltending coach Jordan Sigalette shaking his head with a big smile on his face. A game-saving stop by Brian Elliott sends us to overtime, tied at 2.
Wow. There was just under 4 seconds left when he kicked that out. That would have been absolutely devastating for a team that's fighting its way through a tough time.
Well, it's been a good hockey game, Lou. I'm not going to complain about a little overtime here tonight.
No, neither am I. Never do. The Blackhawks with an edge, by the way, in that third period. Shots on goal, 11 to the Flames, 5. We knew they would push. They did. And the Flames had, despite those five shots. They had some chances to put the game away themselves, and the Flames find themselves in overtime for the third time this season. October 18th at home and a Sean Monahan goal. They beat the Buffalo Sabres October 15th in Vancouver. They lost in a shootout. The Hawks have only gone to overtime once. It was in their last game, and they won it against Toronto. They scored late in that game to force overtime and then won it in a shootout. And in the lone meeting that went to overtime between the two teams last season, it was November 20th in Calgary. And a Johnny Gaudreau goal when he beat Scott Darling short side above his right shoulder won it for the Flames that night by a count of 2-1.
All right, just about set for a little 4-on-4. Or make that 3-on-3 overtime as my brain got stuck three seasons ago. Flames have had a lot of luck playing 3-on-3. We'll see how they do tonight. Monahan, Gaudreau, and Brody start. For the other team, Taves, Kane, and Jarmelson as Gaudreau tries to get a shot off. Does get one off, but it's a weak one stopped by Crawford. Here comes Taves the other way. Across the Flames line, he drops. Kane, top of the near circle, spins away from Gaudreau. Look at this, one-on-one, Gaudreau versus Kane. Kane gets loose, tries a shot, and rips it right over top of the Flames net. And now Gaudreau's got it. Skates up the left wing side across center. Gaudreau ragging the puck as the Flames make a change. They'll bounce it off the boards and into Blackhawks territory. Backlund goes in after it. Jarmelson beats him to it. And now Elliott gives the puck away to Frolik. And Frolik gets forced out of the zone by Panarin and then hauls Panarin down. Penalty call coming up against the Flames, Michael Frolik. And the Blackhawks will get a 4-on-3 power play, 46 seconds in overtime.
Well, Frolik was in a really tough spot. Panarin hooked him up, and then he reached in with his arm and put Frolik in a bad spot. I'm not sure, and he was tugged down. Upon further review, I thought Panarin may have sold it a little bit more, but there's no question.
Yeah, good call.
That's a penalty, and probably have no choice when somebody like Panarin might be on his way in home free.
Just the second penalty of the game for the Flames as the Blackhawks get a power play in overtime and a chance to win this. Here's Keith to Taves, and now right point to Keith. He slides it near circle to Kane. Kane back to the right point to Keith. And now top of the far circle to Taves. Taves will leave it for Panarin, who gives it to Keith, who gives it right back to Panarin, far circle. Panarin stick handling, shoots, and that shot misses on the near side. But Keith will hold the puck in right point. He chips it off the boards to Kane. Kane will walk it back to the blue line. And now walk the blue line. Kane, top of the near circle, Keith. Back to Panarin with a one-timer blocked by Engelin in front. And now Chiasson, actually make that Brouwer, will clear it out to center and then give Panarin a two-hander on his way by. Here's Kane, leaving it left wing side for Taves. He walks in, swings it back to the blue line to Keith. Keith to Kane with a one-timer. Elliott makes the save. And a good save with his right arm. Back to the right point, held in by Keith. Keith top of the far circle to Panarin. Panarin sneaking in, gives it to Kane. Kane in front, and it bounces by Panarin, and the puck comes out.
Oh, that's the most important part, that it came out of the zone.
53 seconds remaining in the Frolik penalty. 3:05 to play in overtime. We are tied at 2 here in Chicago tonight. Here's Keith, top of the near circle to Kane. Kane, down low to Taves, back to Kane, and now back to Keith in the high slot. Back to Kane near circle. Kane in tight to Taves. Taves bottom of the near circle. We'll drop it off to Keith. Keith's far side. Panarin, a one-timer, turned away by Elliott. And now Brouwer picks up the puck and dumps it down the ice.
Talked with about 10 minutes to go that the goalie was going to have to come up with some 10 bellers. There's number two.
Here comes Hossa across the Flames blue line. He drops to Seabrook. Seabrook gives it to Keith. He slides it far side to Kane. Kane walks in, shoots Elliott, another good save. This time it goes off his right shoulder, up over the glass, and into the netting. 7 seconds remaining in this Blackhawks power play.
That seems like the longest power play in the history of the game, which still has 7 seconds left in it. Look at the talent that they threw out with Panarin, Taves, Kane, and Duncan Keith. Other than that, no skill. But when Brian Elliott, two enormous stops.
Win or lose, Brian Elliott's played by far his best game as a Flame tonight. Face off to his right, bit of a scramble draw. Puck stuck under a pile of players. Brody digs it out and clears it down the ice, and that'll do it as Frolik comes out of the penalty box and picks up the puck. Frolik throws it out in front, but his pass to Backlund is intercepted. We're back to 3-on-3. Actually, make it 4-on-4 because the penalty came to an end during this sequence. We're now a little bit less than 2 minutes to play in overtime, and the game still tied at 2. Frolik will force the puck down the ice. Both teams start to change. Monahan goes in there in the forecheck. Campbell beats him to the puck, though, and gives it to Seabrook. Seabrook will leave it for Panarin. Panarin comes up the right wing side, crosses the red line, and now the Flames blue line goes wide on Monahan. Panarin and Dan will leave it right point. And now Jarmelson takes over. Jarmelson puts the puck back on Panarin's stick. He spins right point. And now does another turn back to the blue line. Panarin will walk the line. Dangle out in front of the net. Panarin still has the puck. He drops it to Jarmelson now. Jarmelson midpoint. Jarmelson takes a shot and now makes a pass to Panarin. Panarin twisting and turning, gets away from Monahan. Walks into the high slot, shoots. Elliott the save. Loose puck. Grabbed by Gaudreau. Gaudreau gets by Panic but can't clear it. Keith keeps it in. Keith dropping it off to Taves now. Here's the Blackhawks captain behind the Flames net. Taves walks into the near quarter, circles, and drops the puck to Keith. We're into the final 60 seconds of overtime now. Here's Taves to Keith with a one-timer, and he wires it wide, and the puck ends up deflecting off the Dasher boards up over the glass and out with 47.9 seconds to go in overtime. The shots are 31-31, and the score is 2-2.
Well, to suggest that it has been all Chicago in the overtime would be just a tad of an understatement, but that's when your goalie needs to come up big, and especially during that two-minute power play, Brian Elliott. Brian Elliott's moving into a star-like position in this game.
No doubt. Now, to the Flames' credit, Elliott had to make some great saves, Lou, as goaltenders always do in 3-on-3 overtime. But the Flames have only given up 3 shots so far in OT, and that's with a 2-minute-long Blackhawks power play in there.
Felt like 36.
Well, Joel Quenneville has called a timeout
because he wants to rest his top three. I know who's coming out, I think. 18, 19, 2. For the Flames, it looks like it'll be Brody, Bennett, Broward.
Looks like 88 sitting in the boards will come on the ice for the Blackhawks. He's been dangerous in this overtime period. Taves never scores any big goals.
No, and never wins anything.
Well, Monahan, don't forget, tied the Flames franchise record with his 6th overtime goal.
Hey, even if the Flames don't end up winning in either overtime or a shootout, this is truly, and I mean it, an effort to build on going forward. They've done a lot of terrific things in this game.
They'd much rather build on 2 points than one, though.
Absolutely, I agree.
Here's Brody, a long lead pass. He misses Brower with it. And the goaltender comes out to play it. Crawford swats the puck near side for Keith, who gives it to Kane. Kane crosses the red line, and now the Flames' blue line. And up the right wing side, he's stick checked by Brower. Now Taves with a quick shot, and Elliott makes the save.
Elliott in perfect position, top of the crease, and I can't help but think that this game, especially down the stretch, that save, the save he makes off Ponick with 4 seconds to go in regulation, that can turn a season for a goalie who's having a tough time.
And maybe for a team that plays in front of him.
True.
Face off to Elliott's left, Monahan versus Taves. Taves with the draw, right point for Kane. Kane will leave it at the blue line for Keith. Keith into the high slot to Taves. Taves will settle down the bouncing puck. Turn and play it back to the blue line to Keith, who gives it right back to the Blackhawks captain Taves. Taves on a pick from Keith, gets a shot off, and Elliott makes the pad save. And now Monahan trying to clear it out. Can't. Kane steals it from him. Kane walks out in front, protects the puck from Monahan, takes it back to the right point, shoots, and Elliott gets a piece of the puck with his blocker, knocks it wide, and this 2-2 contest will be settled in a shootout.
Well, the Blackhawks ended up with a power play. They literally had the puck the entire 5 minutes, but what they didn't do was score. And Brian Elliott carrying on from the wonderful save he made late in regulation to save the game and to ensure the Flames won, now has the game between his pads, if you will, in a shootout where lifetime in his career, Brian Elliott in shootouts has a record of 22-22. At the other end, Corey Crawford's been a little better than that at 27-21. As we await the three shooters.
Well, I think we're going to see 13 in white and 88 in red. I know that much.
And we're probably going to see 23 in white. I would guess 19, 88, Kane, 72, Panarin for Chicago.
Okay.
13, Gaudreau, 23, and I'm going to go with 36, Brouwer.
I like it. Former Blackhawk.
See how it all works itself out.
I wonder if Matthew Tkachuk was playing in this game, if he might be a candidate to participate in the shootout for the Flames. Well, the home team has the choice, shoot first or shoot last. Nobody has made their way to center ice yet, although it looks like Jonathan Toews is about to.
He scored in the shootout on Saturday in the win over Toronto with a backhand deke that he threw up and underneath the bar to beat Frederick Anderson. Let's see if it's the same move tonight.
Toews will pick it up at center as the crowd rises to their feet here at United Center. Comes in wide right, deeks, shoots, and loses the puck. He had Brian Elliott down and out. And whiffed on a shot. Big break for the Flames there.
Elliott pretty active, though, with his stick, Derek. And I think when he kind of poked out at the puck, it threw Toews off.
The Flames' first shooter is Johnny Gaudreau, who will go one-on-one with Corey Crawford. Gaudreau picks up the puck with a full head of steam, comes flying in. Gaudreau to the forehand, stopped by Crawford.
Well, Crawford anticipated beautifully, and you're right. Gaudreau went in at 1,000 miles an hour, tried to go backhand, forehand, deep, and Crawford hung right with him.
Blackhawks' second shooter is Patrick Kane. Starts at his blue line, picks up the puck at the red line, comes in right up the middle. Kane slows down in the slot. Kane shoots, and he's stopped by Elliott. A good right pad save.
Almost looked, Derek, like it got between the pads, but hit the back pad at an angle that forced it out. Kane almost stops, and that's exactly what occurred.
And here's the former Blackhawk, Troy Brouwer. He'll pick it up at center, come across the blue line slowly. Brouwer shoots off the crossbar. He beats Crawford and rings it right off the iron.
Waited, knew exactly what he wanted to do. Had the top part of the net. Open glove side, doink.
And now Artemi Panarin with a chance to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead in the shootout. Weaves his way in up the middle. Panarin cuts to the center of the ice, goes to the forehand, and is stopped by Elliott. Thought he had his five hole, but it closed too quickly.
Waited, and tried to go there. But Elliott, that's great goaltending. That is excellent goaltending.
And now Sean Monahan with a chance to win the game. Monahan picks it up at center, comes it up the right wing side. Monahan shoots, and he's stopped by Crawford. No goals following three shooters aside, so to overtime in their shootout we go.
I did have all the shooters.
You did. Nice job. The fourth Blackhawk shooter is Artem Anisimov. Anisimov will pick it up at the red line and come in wide right. Comes in quickly. Anisimov to the forehand, stopped by Elliott. They keep going for his five hole, and it's just not there.
That one looked like it was going to potentially have enough steam to go there, but the 31-year-old veteran netminder, enough of the pad and paddle.
The Flames' fourth shooter is Sam Bennett. Has his first goal of the season tonight. Can he win it in the shootout? He comes in wide right. Bennett steps in, deeks, shoots, and misses the Blackhawks' net. Looked like he had a little daylight inside the far goalpost.
Puck started to roll on him when he cut. He's a left-handed shot back to his forehand. He had the right idea. Couldn't quite execute.
The Blackhawks' fifth shooter, Richard Panik, who picks up the puck at center, comes in slowly down the middle. Panik deeks to the backhand and misses the Flames' net. game doesn't want to end.
No. And you know who's enjoying this the most? The St. Louis Blues. And you know what? Brian Elliott got his glove on this. Got the glove on that backhand that sent it over the net.
The Flames' fifth shooter is Michael Backlund. He picks up the puck at the red line, comes in quickly up the right wing side, cuts to the middle, geeks, shoots and misses as he tries going forehand to backhand, and it slides wide.
Well, the Swedish guy tries the old Forsberg move, tried to slide it in one-handed.
The Blackhawks' sixth shooter, 500 goal scorer Marian Hossa, comes it up the left wing side, walks to the net, shoots, and he's stopped. I think Elliott got a piece of that puck, too.
Fabulous goaltending. Both guys excellent in this shootout. And you're right, he got a piece of his right shoulder on it.
Neither team deserves to lose, but one will eventually. The Flames' six shooters to captain Mark Giordano. He comes it up the middle, shoots off the goalpost. Oh.
My goodness.
Six shooters aside, no goals.
Wired that perfectly, about 6 inches off the ice. Stick side, had him beat. Again, doink.
And now, rookie Nick Schmaltz has an opportunity to be the hero for the home team tonight. Schmaltz starts up the left wing, comes up the middle now. Schmaltz shoots, and Elliott gets a piece of that puck with his glove.
You always wonder, because there's not probably a really good book on young rookies and what they might do, but Elliott has all the answers right now. That time, again, he got his glove on it.
The Flames' seventh shooter. Will it be lucky number seven, Chris Versteeg? And up the right side, Versteeg, deeks, shoots, scores! Former Blackhawk Chris Versteeg with a marvelous move to beat Corey Crawford. And the Flames win in round seven of the shootout, 1-0, and they win what was a great hockey game, 3-2.
Thought it was never going to end. And Versteeg cut to the backhand, slammed on the brakes, went back to the forehand. A matter of fact, Crawford was asking the referee if Versteeg had stopped his momentum, but the former Blackhawk, who had two tours of duty here, won a couple of Stanley Cups, gives the Flames a huge win. Are they still asking?
Taves is talking one of the
linesmen.
And
that's what he's talking about.
And he's asking the linesman to go get one of the referees, and they're going to have a little chat about this.
Are they going to take a look?
I believe they are. The referee is skating over to the timekeeper's booth, so don't go anywhere yet.
I don't think.
I think it's a good goal.
I don't think he can turn this. I've seen momentum stop far greater and goals be allowed than.
Yeah, it's a goal. The referees did not even bother taking a look. The Calgary Flames, with what was a really gutsy win here tonight, they had 1-0 and 2-1 leads. The Blackhawks bounce back to tie the game at 1, and then at 2, go to overtime. The Flames take a penalty. The Blackhawks with a 4-on-3 power play. Brian Elliott, after making that unbelievable save with about 4 seconds left, made two or three 10-bellers in OT to keep the game going and force a shootout. And in round 7 of the shootout, finally one of these two teams tallied. Chris Versteeg, the former Blackhawk and current Flame, the hero for Calgary tonight. They win 3-2 in Chicago. And this is one of those games that can potentially turn a team season around. I really think that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. I absolutely don't. You called it gutsy. I think it's a wonderful adjective. This team, the weight of the world on its shoulders, they knew they'd not played very well. Two periods, they were excellent. They were clearly the better team. The Hawks pushed. They almost won it. And thanks in no short part to the guy between the 4x6, end up winning the game.
And Brian Elliott, congratulations to him. He gets his first win as a member of the Calgary Flames. All right, picking 3 stars in this game, not an easy assignment. A lot of good players for both teams tonight. But with that said, it's a job that's got to be done. And it is now time to introduce you to tonight's 3 stars, presented by Road Sport Auto Credit. regardless of your credit. With two pay stubs and $29, Road Sport Auto Credit guarantees your credit for an auto loan today. And tonight's Road Sport Auto Credit three stars are...
Star number three is Chicago goalie Corey Crawford, because in so many ways, in the first two periods without his work, I don't think this game would have ever been anywhere near overtime. The Flames completely outchanced, I thought outplayed the Blackhawks for 40 minutes, but his work, especially then, a reason and gave his team a chance, which is exactly what he did. I don't think Johnny Gaudreau ends up with a point tonight, but he was so dangerous. Six shots on goal, made things happen, and he is star number two. And I bet you don't have to guess long at star number one.
I already wrote it down.
Yeah, Brian Elliott. Elliott ends up in the game. I believe the final count was 36 saves. We'll have to double-check it when the final stat sheet comes out. His save off of Richard Ponick with 4 seconds left in regulation was brilliant. He was unbelievable in overtime when the Hawks had the puck the whole time and had a two-minute power play. He's star number one.
So again, the Road Sport Auto Credit three stars. The third star is Corey Crawford. The second star, Johnny Gaudreau. And the first star, Brian Elliott. And tonight's three stars were brought to you by Road Sport Auto Credit. You too can be the first star. All you have to do is stop by Road Sport Auto Credit at 1734 50th Street Southeast, or at their superstore location at 1323 McKnight Boulevard Northeast for your chance to win a car following every Flames home game. And what a game this was. Wasn't at home, it was on the road, but a great start to a two-game road trip for the Flames, and a short flight from Chicago to St. Louis tonight will be a happy one following a thrilling 3-2 shootout victory over the Blackhawks here tonight. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by in the home away from home for the Flames. Shanks on McLeod Trail South, and will host our post-game show, which is coming up next. Once again, tonight's final score at United Center in Chicago. The Madhouse on Madison in the Windy City. Flames 3, Blackhawks 2 in a shootout.